much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Ready and sex.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hey, this is Rachel Nichols Baxter, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Hi, Bean. You know, I've always really fancied you and had a really good time on your show, but after an interview like today, I love you even more. More than I ever thought I could, really. That offer to slit your wife's throat, I think I'll take you up on it. Come back down. Come visit me. I'm sure you know where I live. I mean, you are, after all, a bit of a stalker. Bye.
I guess I'd like to thank vaginas everywhere. They're creepy, and I don't know what they're for, but boy, are they funny.
And now.
Anyway, if you need information on the fires, tune to radio station KNX 1070. And I'll give you more up-to-date what's happening with the fires. Hopefully we'll get those out soon. Bitch.
Our feature presentation.
What? Wow, Rodney.
Did he say bitch?
About the fires. Jeez. Must be really upsetting to him. Hey, good morning, prayer people. It's well, I guess it's got to be a Tuesday morning already, and it's time for your telephone calls for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Our number, 1-800-520-1067. So, yeah, so give us a call right now. We'll put you on the air and give you a prize. So the king has no power? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
King,
I was
his electricity
in with him
is still
and he
out?
Said, his electricity went out last night around 7.
Yeah, it's been out for a while, I know, because he was tweeting about it for quite some time.
And he's afraid his fish are going to die.
That's just downright sad.
I know.
How long, meaning his aquarium is down so the water's not being filtered properly?
Yes.
I think the fish can survive that for some time. I don't think that's an instant death. I don't think that's cheap, high, quick death.
I hope you're right.
Well, the king has joined us as soon as he can figure out his headphones.
Jesus.
You
have no power for a couple of hours and you don't remember anything.
Very complicated piece of machinery. See Dave try to put headphones on.
Oh, man.
What happened, Dave?
I don't know. At 7 o'clock, the power went out.
He doesn't live
that's
anywhere
it.
Near a fire either.
Nope. Apparently, someone hit a grid or something and... In East Los.
It's just an isolated incident of a...
Oh, but it took out a neighborhood.
It's a whole
everything's
neighborhood.
Dark from pretty much like 710 to like almost like Monterey Park, Garfield
wow.
area.
So it's East Los, Monterey Park, Garfield, and parts of Long Beach, you're saying?
No.
What neighborhoods are affected?
East Los.
Oh, just mostly East Los?
Mostly East Los,
and that
yeah.
was during the Dodger game.
During
that's,
the Dodger
that's
game.
A real crisis.
Dude,
oh,
I've never
no.
felt like, you know, true Angelina listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Listening to the Dodger game. yeah, but it sucks. I don't know how we live without power. It's just...
Well, we didn't live well.
Yeah, you go insane just sitting there in the dark and...
They went to bed early. They got up
it's
early.
It's not fun. Yep. Oh, no. We got a generator, and we turned on that TV. And
Well, if you have a generator, then you can't complain about not having power,
well, no,
Dave.
I mean, it took us a while to get the generator, but, you know, it sucked.
But the fish aren't hooked up?
Not right now, so I hope they don't die. But
well, Dave, why don't you move them to an outlet that is on the generator?
Dude, we can't run the generator all night. That thing's loud.
Okay.
Yeah, but
all
I would
right.
put the life of those animals at a, you know, a priority.
Nah, they're fish.
I'd plug them in for a while anyway.
I could easily just go to the pet store and get the same ones.
You are not allowed to have any more fish, Dave.
Why not?
You
they're
are
fish.
A bad fish owner.
No, I'm not. I'm
you
good
do not
fish
care
Dave,
about your
I have
fish.
To ask. I yes. have to ask as a Mexican. Yeah. Did anyone in your family contemplate eating those fish?
Because no.
I know that one did. That had to have gone through their heads.
No, not at all.
Those would make some fresh tacos right
not
there.
Not at all.
Well, they had nothing to cook them on. They got no power.
They could go outside and throw them on the sidewalk.
Yet the grill works. No.
You know, I'm a little bit surprised with all this fire going on in Southern California. And if, for folks who don't know, the last number I heard was 105,000 acres, which, by the way, is more than half the size of New York City, if you want some perspective.
Oh, my God.
Picture how big New York is. More than half of that has burned in Southern California. And virtually all of it in uninhabited area, too, by the way, which shows you how widespread this thing is.
Yeah.
But I'm really surprised there haven't been more power outages with the heat and the fire, because usually those are combinations that combine to take your power away. So
Yeah, you're right. That's been
I've
really
not heard
amazing.
That as a problem. When I saw Dave's tweet last night, as riveting as it was, I thought, wow, that must be the fire as a result of that. But you're saying it's completely unrelated. So
no, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Hey, what about the kid with the big head? What happened to him?
Well, it just
occurred to me this
did
moment.
Really?
What about yeah? What about Kevin?
I've been told we have a special call on the blue line. If we can go to that before, what to do?
Okay,
let's see.
Yes, absolutely. Let's
hello,
find out
special caller.
It was so funny last night. I cut Dave's power. I made him choose between the Dodgers and his fish, and he chose the Dodgers.
He sure did.
Yeah, that's
that
Dave.
The best.
So, you know, where are you?
I'm pulling into the parking lot right now. There was a car flipped over on the freeway right outside of our station.
Oh, wow.
Flipped over, and we were just sitting there for a few minutes just doing nothing but twiddling our thumbs.
Oh, okay.
You didn't flip it back over?
Yeah, you didn't get out and use your superhuman strength?
Well, I mean, I could have, but no.
Kevin's morning schedule does not allow for any kind of interruption on the road to work.
Well, certainly not stoppage on the freeway, for God's sake.
No.
Yeah, neither does mine, to be honest with you. I get in about, I don't know, seven minutes early.
You give yourself 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah,
days,
but that's max.
I got to be honest, when I just assumed that Kevin's power was out too and that he would be sleeping until 8:30. That's what was going through my mind because I thought the power out of
wish I would have known that. I totally would have slept.
All right, well, we'll see you in a minute. Come on in, all right?
What's my prize for calling?
You don't get a prize because we haven't played the thing yet.
Oh, you guys suck.
All right, let's play the thing now, shall we?
All right.
Sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize. Today it's a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. By the way, for the rest of us mere mortals who don't win the free tickets, you can take in a Coke can and get $15 off general admission. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Psycho Mike, you know we've been having trouble with the phones. I have no way of seeing who's on the line. I'm hoping maybe you can help us out with that.
Okay, let's go to line 2. I believe it's Robert.
Hey, Robert. Good morning. What it do?
Hi, Robert. What it do?
Come on, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, so Alicia Del Valle on Channel 7 News, definitely hotter than your girl on Channel 4 there being bigger.
What's
rack.
Her name? What's her name?
Lisa Del Valle. She's got a huge, huge rack, but
is
it's all
she
covered up.
Is she weather or is she news?
She's traffic, even better.
Oh, traffic. Hey. Lisa, do you know all traffic people? Have
I don't
you heard
know.
Of them?
We don't all know each other.
Yeah,
I thought you guys liked the blacks. I thought they all knew each other.
Turns out.
I have not seen her yet. Is she new?
She's on right now. She's been in the afternoon, but they put her on. She's actually in front of the whole camera now. So
okay, all right.
She took over for Jane Montreal. Unfortunately, she only had like 2 BBs on a breadboard, so you know.
right.
Aww. I knew Jane her, pretty, actually.
Jane was a pretty girl, yeah. All right, I'm going to switch channels in just a minute as soon as I can get to my remote control. But thank you very much for the tip. I appreciate it. And by the way, the new hire over at KNBC Channel 4 in Los Angeles, Alicia Lane, is a new anchor over there. They hired her from Philadelphia. She's the one who was actually in the national news last year for sending the bikini pictures to Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, remember, it was a shared email account with his wife and stuff, a big blow-up, big controversy.
Yes.
And then she was in the news later because there was a coworker of hers at that station who had been looking at her email, had broken into her computer and was looking at her email. So she's trouble. She's a wildfire on her own, but she's super hot. You guys have to check her out the next time you see her anchoring the Channel 4 news.
Okay.
She's a way good deal. All right, who's next, Mike?
Let's go to this gentleman or lady. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What'd it do?
Hey, good morning.
Who's this?
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
What's up? What can we do for you?
Well, I was calling about, I saw Modest Mouse over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys were talking about it yesterday. Couldn't understand one word they were saying. Their lyrics. But they were really good. They were really, really good.
You just can't sing along?
Nope.
It's a bummer.
And you know what else? I think they have a new album coming out, or it might have already just come out, but they didn't play any of the songs that, like, get radio time, the ones that you halfway know the words for.
Oh, so that sucks. Funny.
Yeah, that kind of does.
Yeah, they didn't play Dashboard or Float On or like Miss the Boat.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. That Isaac, the singer for Modest Mouse, definitely has the marble mouth, though. I'll tell you that. You're absolutely right on that.
Well, and he was actually pretty funny, though. He was cracking jokes and doing stuff. So, I mean, it was a pretty good show.
He would have been funny had you understood what he said.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
All right. See you later. Thanks.
What is
he
wrong
sounded
with
like
him,
he doubted honestly. His own call.
What is wrong with him? Seriously, that guy.
With who?
With the lead singer Modest Mouse.
Oh, I don't know.
How
I
mean, can you how can you sing so, you know, so
indecipherably?
Yes. You can't understand like one out of every 10 words.
You don't even know if it's English.
Is he from here?
He's from here, actually.
I think so.
He's from an English
Issaquah, Washington.
Well, then yeah. What happened to him? Stroke?
I don't know. I can make out some words, not all though. That's for sure.
Wow.
They should put him. They should put Modest Mouse on. So you forgot the lyrics or whatever that show is called. Don't forget the lyrics.
Fill in the lyrics.
Would that be awesome? The whole audience would just be there with their mouths open, going, "What?"
And let's go to Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hey.
What's happening?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, I was trying to talk about Brett Favre and how much he improved from last week.
He did look pretty good last night.
Did you see it?
Not great, but yeah, I saw part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. At first they said, well, he's doing good. And then they said, well, last week he only had about 3 days of practice before the game.
Right. He didn't
show
up there.
Remember, he came in midweek. Yeah, he came in like on Wednesday and played Friday or something.
Yeah, and he showed a big improvement. He's looking really good.
Well, he knows how to quarterback. The question is, can he stay healthy for even a fifth of the season? I heard last night that he got hurt. Is that true? Did he potentially crack a rib last night?
Yeah, they bulldozed him pretty bad on one of the plays for sure.
He says he's like, I've had a cracked rib before. I know the feeling, and I have a cracked rib. But they haven't checked him out.
Right.
He's a soap opera, too.
Yeah.
I thought he said pill popper, by the way.
Pill popper. Oh, maybe.
he's a target being the quarterback anyway, but a quarterback who's 40 is really going to be a target. And it's not going to take much to knock him out either.
Well, if he's not going to give up, they're going to hit him. You know that.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Exactly.
They're going to come after him.
The important thing is he adds another layer of excitement to an already what looks like an exciting NFL season.
Yep.
All right, man. Thank you. Very excited to have football back. I was playing poker last night, and they turned it on the Dodger game. And here's what I saw. Manny Ramirez, home run. Dude right after him, center fielder. I forget his name.
Matt Kemp.
Home run.
Back to back.
One right after the other.
Yeah, that's a game you could get behind.
I could watch that. There's instant scoring like that all the time.
And then the Dodgers traded for two outstanding players for their playoff push. They're already in first place. Now they've just put two new guys on the roster that are going to do nothing but help them down the stretch. So it's really, really looking good for the Doyers fans.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
We have the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, coming into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
He talks so fast and continuously that we literally just get a break. We just go out and have a smoke and sometimes go out for breakfast and come back, and he's still talking.
Sure.
So
I don't smoke, but what I do is start smoking, smoke for a while, then go on a smoking cessation program, quit smoking, then come back in, and he's still talking.
I like it. Also on today's show, we are going to talk about heavy sleepers, people who can sleep through anything. There was that story about Mayor Villaraigosa sleeping through his sprinklers coming on illegally every night that they were catching on. He said, I wouldn't hear that. I am a tough sleeper. Dave, the King of Mexico, slept through an earthquake.
That's unbelievable.
And a pretty big one.
Yeah.
Just slept right through it. But then Dave also can fall asleep at any moment, anywhere. I think he has, is it narcolepsy?
Yes.
I think he has.
I love to tell the story about Dave and me going to see Kiss. And we're in the third row at a Kiss concert, and Dave's sound asleep. Saw him
log.
You know how loud that is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's him, though. He falls asleep regularly while driving.
Yeah, that's
good. My God.
No, he's good at it. Don't worry. Everything's good. We also have a new internet roundup for you, and we have Dana White in our studios
from
the UFC. So you can ask your questions of him. We'll give you a chance to phone in with those.
Mike, behave today when he's here, all right?
Yes, sir.
I think we need food that Mike needs to go get today.
Oh,
and Alex, too. Producer Alex needs to go
she
get
needs
food,
to
too.
Go too, yes. And Miss Cleo needs to go as well.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, they're all fighting over him.
And don't forget Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Muse in New York City. We're going to give away a trip today between 7:30 and 8. This morning, 7:30 and 8, when you hear Starlight by Muse, be caller 20, and you don't go into a drawing, you actually win the trip to join us in New York City for our Breakfast with Muse.
Okay.
So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
As announced a few moments ago on the Kevin and Bean Show, this Breakfast with Muse that we've been telling you about in New York City, Muse in Manhattan, is happening on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. All you have to do is be caller 20 when you hear us play, what's the Muse song we're playing? Do we have that?
It is Starlight.
Starlight, yes. And what time?
Between 7:30 and 8.
That's all you need to know. Between 7:30 and 8. You win a trip to join us in New York City to hang out with Muse. That's coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. That looks like Ralph Garman stepping in.
No. Hey, Ralph Garman.
What's up?
Time for the showbiz beat. What do you got for us?
Yeah, boy.
Besides that.
Sorry, I'm trying to attract the urban audience.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's
the show bizzle for shizzle.
That's why we have
apparently
Lisa.
Apparently, I
my
do
nizzle.
That.
Did you see the Facebook comment about Lisa May?
Yeah, I did.
I always thought she was black.
Yeah. Who is that guy?
I don't know.
I'm taking care of the urban
who's
side.
The guy who's thinking Lisa May is black?
We do need to talk to that guy because there's nobody less black.
She's transparent. She's so white.
Inside, you guys. I got a cigular bitch, and it's in my fast lane. Cause when I'm not reading traffic, I'm selling cocaine. Cause I'm a hustler. And my name is Lisa May. Moving all the yayo is a game I like to play.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's obvious why he thought she was black.
You're
there.
OG.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
And you're also PU.
She's been a member of the Roots for a long time as well. A lot of people don't realize that. Yeah.
Roots.
The Roots.
That's what I call them. The Roots.
Let's talk about showbiz, shall we?
Okay.
Yesterday, the big story was Walt Disney laying down $4 billion to buy Marvel Entertainment. Of course, the comic book powerhouse, also successful producer of movies such as Iron Man and Spider-Man.
Not bad.
On the heels of that, 20th Century Fox has announced they are rebooting one of Marvel's biggest franchises, the Fantastic Four.
What? Rebooting it.
Yeah, they're going to reboot that franchise.
Didn't they just boot it like four years ago?
They just booted it. Now they're going to reboot it.
Wow.
Because the first two movies, not great.
But good.
And they were hugely successful, though. Hugely successful. They shouldn't be screwing with that.
They weren't like Iron Man and Spider-Man successful.
No.
Anyway,
but
the
thing
is...
But now it's going to be goofy and mini and... That's not...
No, here's the hook.
All right.
Is that... Fox owns the rights to the Fantastic Four in perpetuity.
Which means what?
If they keep making Fantastic Four movies, they get to hold on to that character franchise.
Is that right?
So it's one of the few products that Disney won't be getting in the deal with Marvel Entertainment. So Fox is motivated to keep cranking out Fantastic Four movies as often as they possibly can.
It's a use it or lose it type deal.
Exactly. But apparently they have brought in Akiva Goldsman. I always mispronounce his first name. Who is a huge producer.
Right.
Writer. To oversee the reboot. And looks like they may recast the Fantastic Four. So you will not get to see Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, but she was the...
She was the scientist.
Yes.
The Invisible Woman, who was also a scientist on the team of the Fantastic Four.
I bought that. I wanted to buy it, so I bought it.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you're the one. Who bought her spewing scientific data.
Not saying I thought you. I'm just saying I wanted
We are researching into why we have become these mutants. And we will now go back to our laboratory and do it.
Oh, why do you hate?
I thought you have an excellent point with Miss Alba. But the rest of the cast of the Fantastic Four was really good. Especially Chiklis as the Thing.
Yeah, Chiklis was the best of them all. And Chris Evans was pretty
good
as
great too,
Human Torch.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm just saying. In my defense.
You are just saying.
I am just saying. Tyra Banks is in the news. Did you see her accepting her daytime Emmy?
Oh, she got an Emmy.
Another one.
Oh, you got to see this. Why does everything that she does... why does she have to act like she just got out of prison with Nelson Mandela? And he's like, yeah, oh, this is the greatest. She's like, she was screaming and pumping her fist. Yeah.
Maybe she knows how little she deserved it.
She wasn't on the stadium getting a gold medal at the Olympics. You know, everything is just so drama-filled with her.
Tyra Banks is a big, fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big, f***ing whore. Yeah.
Yeah, well, while she was on stage pumping her fist and raising her Emmy into the air.
Yeah.
Bitch.
She acted as if she stopped a nuclear meltdown at some sort of facility.
Save the world?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about the giant diamond that was on her finger.
Oh, man.
And people were speculating that she had secretly gotten married.
Can you imagine being married to her?
No, sir, I cannot.
I can imagine it for 20 minutes.
Wow.
Well, Tyra's reps said...
20 minutes. 2 minutes.
The ring had nothing to do with any impending nuptials or any secret marriage ceremony. The jewel is, and this is their quote, just her class ring that she wears all the time.
On her ring fingers?
Her class ring?
Who wears a giant diamond class ring on her ring finger?
So everyone in her class has that ring?
Apparently everyone got a diamond at her high school.
Wow.
Where did she go? Richie Rich High?
Bitch.
She's the worst.
And her face, you gotta see the photos. From the, her face is all contorted because she's screaming. Oh, God, I hate her so much.
Yeah.
Will you embrace my big fat ass?
No. Bitch.
Bitch.
Speaking of which, Heidi Montag in the news.
Oh, come
bitch.
On.
That's a 1-2 punch.
Heidi's next project. You know what she's announced?
Head of the UN?
Babies.
Oh, no.
She wants to have Spencer's babies.
No,
yes,
no, no.
That's what she wants.
Yes.
Nope.
Can we allow those two to procreate?
No.
Is that an option?
Special forces should go in the middle of the night and fix them. Without them ever knowing.
Both of them.
While
yeah.
they're there. While Special Forces is there, why stop at fixing? You know what I'm saying? I'm
you
just
mean
saying.
Fix it, them.
Yeah. Take care of things,
yes.
you know?
Sure.
Like Bean's rooster was taken care of by his neighbor. Remember when they took
just
care of the rooster?
Clean it up.
Yeah. Just, you know, black ops. That's all I'm saying. With extreme prejudice.
Yes.
And make it messy. Make it wet, as they used to say in the Corps.
Yeah.
Make it wet?
Said.
Wet, yeah. It's a wet kill.
I know there was a lot of blood. Make it hurt.
Yeah. Speaking of the lovely couple, the New York Post says that recently on a flight to the Bahamas, Spencer was walking up and down the aisle of the airplane handing out copies of Playboy magazine with his wife.
Playboy, nice. That guy is all class.
Is that true, Spencer? Are you really handing out the magazine that had semi-nude photos of your wife to other people on the plane?
No, it's like you go to a fine hotel, you open up the drawer, what do you see? A Bible.
The Bible, right.
And, you know, people walk around spreading the word of the Lord.
Right.
I've got to walk around and spread the word of Heidi.
But weren't there kids? Weren't there kids on the flight?
Children need to learn very early what the ideal physical physique is.
Yeah.
And it's...
The physical physique? Is that the one that you look into?
Especially the physical physique.
Yeah, exactly.
I was well said. The female physique is what I was talking about.
Oh, I see.
And it's very thin, with ribs poking through.
Right.
Unnaturally large breasts.
All right, okay.
And floppity-floppity lips.
All right. Thank you, Spence.
Ralph, take a look at the clock next time you bring in Spencer, because...
I realized. We need to, I didn't know we were going into a one-act play.
We need to make sure we have about a half hour.
I didn't know it was an evening with Spencer Pratt. I thought I was just going to get like a quick joke, and then Spencer would recede into the background again.
Nope.
When? What are the chances
not
of that
happening? So much.
Today's celebrity birthday, singer Barry Gibb. He used to be part of a band called the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Why is Mike clapping?
Because apparently he's a Bee Gees fan.
The Bee Gees rule.
Barry Gibb is 63 years old today. Gloria Estefan from the Miami Sound Machine.
I hate her so much.
Wow.
Compared to
it's
everyone I've talked
to,
it's unnatural, I know, but for some reason she just drives me out of my mind.
But she does the conga, though, Kevin. How can you hate that?
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, tell me you love me.
I'll hit you
7 times.
Boy, I hate that.
Come on, Kevin, turn the beat
around. She's the worst.
And Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil, is 59 years old today. So happy birthday, Phil.
F you, you effing bitch.
Thank you. Remix. DJ Kevin. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show, Biz B.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show Fun Muse Fact. The band Muse used to be known as Rocket Baby Dolls. That was their name before they decided to become Muse, all the way back in 1994, if you can believe it. We're boning up on our Muse info because we're doing breakfast with Muse in Manhattan, and it's going to... What?
Boning up. About? We're boning up.
It's going to be this morning. We'd like to invite you to join us. Yes, breakfast with Muse between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We'll be playing the song Starlight when you hear it be caller 20, and you'll win and come to New York City for breakfast with Muse, courtesy of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Time for some of our favorite links on the internet. It's Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup. Yeah!
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
That guy sure does like to shoot his weapon in the air. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
The first one that we have for you is Mandy Moore.
Oh.
She's quite attractive, right?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
They've come out with a new feminine product for that time of the month that she would like to promote.
Red Bull Energy Douche's advanced vaginal cleansing formula is made with vinegar, water, and natural stimulants. The B vitamins and legal in Europe levels of caffeine in each bottle of Red Bull Energy Douche will keep you going for up to 10 minutes per application.
Wow.
Red Bull Energy Douche. It gives your vagina wings.
So if you weren't aware of that, it might, you know, help you out a little bit.
All right. A whole 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
All right.
Puts a pep in your step. Lisa, wouldn't you actually use that any other time of the month? Isn't that how that product
sure,
works?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
That's what I thought.
Why wait for then?
Every 10 minutes. That's
you're
a,
right.
That's a lot of them.
That's a lot of Red
Bull. Gotta buy a lot of them. Legal in Europe levels, too. I like that. All right, let's talk about this this little kid. I think this is one of those TV shows where they switch moms.
Yes.
I don't know. Mom swap, whatever they call it.
Wife swap.
Wife swap. And the kid is not very happy with the new mom. And the kid wants bacon. And the new mom doesn't want to give him bacon. And he goes crazy.
Very happy to be throwing this away.
It's bacon.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me. She thinks, at the blue, she's a smart little girl, that she can do whatever she wants. No. Joy, I have been nice to you, but now I'm coming to the edge.
Right.
I am leaving, and you can't stop me. I'm packing my bags. She's going to try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels.
He packs a suitcase and walks out the door.
What do you think this kid is, like 10, 11?
Maybe.
Maybe. This fat little kid.
Maybe 8 or 9.
Yeah. He's awesome, though. I love
the best.
Oh, the
he's
look
awesome.
On his face is priceless.
By the way, much more articulate than most kids of that age, too. I was really impressed with him.
Yeah, you're right.
But what? Where's that show? Where's Wife Swap? I thought that was a great show, but it hasn't been on for a couple of years.
I am not sure. I don't even know if that was a current clip, but I think there was...
No, it was from an old show.
Okay, because I remember correctly, there was a Channel 7 logo on the bottom of it, but I'm just not sure.
It hasn't been around
when that came
while.
From.
I miss it.
Patton Oswalt, who's one of our favorite comedians.
The best.
Does a talk show called Toluca Talk on this particular one.
Mm-hmm. It's cable access is basically what he's going for. He's going for a low-budget phone-in show like they have on some of the cable channels. They don't have them as much anymore, but man, is he funny.
Oh, and those shows are so good because you don't have to abide by any of the FCC laws or any of the language problem. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they take calls, in this particular show, he's talking about recycling.
Hi, you're on the air at Toluca Talk.
Hey, Fat Tattooey. Let's see that brat.
You're on the air at Toluca Talk.
We definitely need more natural gas.
Okay. I think we lost that call. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, what about composting?
Okay, composting, that's very interesting.
And what about my in your mouth?
Are you screening these calls?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Just one right after another.
That's really what
happens. It is. That is what happens, yeah. Remember Let's Paint? See if you can find that on YouTube, and you'll love it. That guy tries to... Most of these people are trying their best to really help, and they don't understand that they're not helping anyone at all.
And every call he gets is just like that.
So great. And finally, the Marky Mark workout.
Oh.
When was Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch, Bean? Was that...
Early 90s.
Early 90s. All right. Well, he... had a pretty good body, and everybody told him that, and so they said, you know what you should do? You should put together a workout tape. So here are some highlights of Marky Mark.
Yo, what's up, Marky? People always ask me, you know, about running around in my underwear and trying to sell my body, but I think I've accomplished a lot. I have a lot to be proud of, so, you know, why not share it with people?
Yo, what's up? It's the Monk D, Cock D, home stretching routine. Got my cousin Jizzy's about to demonstrate some stretches. We got the fly honeys in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So all the females know that the exercises are compatible to them.
Got my fly assistant. She's going to help me out.
You can see I'm acting by the pool. Some fly honeys.
Fly honeys. Fly this, fly
when
that.
When was this made?
I think early 90s.
Early 90s, I think. But isn't it crazy to hear that that's the same Mark Wahlberg who talks like a white guy now?
Yeah, very white now. But then he was so just the rapper. Remember he had his pants? He had no shirt. He had his pants hung down low. He was waving his arms in the air like he just didn't care. Let's hear that again, shall we?
Yo, what's up, Marky? People always ask me, you know, about running around in my underwear and trying to sell my body, but I think I've accomplished a lot. I have a lot to be proud of, so, you know, why not share it with people?
Yo, what's up? It's the Monk D, Cock D, home stretching routine. Got my cousin Jizzy's about to demonstrate some stretches. We got the fly honeys in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So all the females know that the exercises are compatible to them.
Got my fly assistant. She's going to help me out.
You can see I'm acting by the pool with some fly honeys.
He has fly honeys and fly assistants.
Knacking by the pool with my fly honey.
We don't have to either of those.
Did he have a cousin named Jizz?
That's
what he said his cousin's name was.
It sounded like that's what he said, but I don't know.
That's a bizarre nickname. You have to see the video, though, because as dated as it sounds to just hear the audio, you got to watch the thing, too. And that's the beautiful thing about the Internet Roundup is we are constantly updating the links. All you have to do is go to the Kevin and Bean page and check Internet Roundup. Won't you please enjoy? You know, if I could write and sing songs like that, like
I'll follow you,
Little Ben, then I could be engaged to Zooey Deschanel.
Nope.
But that's not my lot in life.
You
I'm
have to write
say,
songs like that and look like him, and you don't.
Neither of them. I'm 0 for 2, yes.
Yeah.
First off, I can write songs like that.
Oh, have you heard Psycho Mike's song, Bean?
No,
song?
I haven't heard it.
The parody of I'll Follow You Into the Dark? No.
No.
You haven't?
Huh.
Oh, no.
So good. You want to hear it?
Is it from Psycho Mike, really, or are
yeah.
you joking?
No, no.
When did you write this?
Last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Then I don't want to hear it.
What are you talking about?
If it's in fact Psycho Mike, then I don't want to hear it.
He's done all the good ones. What are you talking about?
And by
because
good?
Because every time he does a song, A, it's gross, and B, it gets us into some meeting with a lawyer.
Gross.
Yeah, that is true. Those
first
are both
off,
true.
First off, the second part might be true.
Right.
But
the second part is absolutely true, Mr. Browdown, Hey There Vagina.
The songs
it's like
are not
tweet.
Gross. They're not gross. They're art. And if you can't understand that, then maybe you're just a Philistine, and you are unrefined and don't get it.
Swirls before pine.
Yep.
Pigs.
Swirls before pine. Exactly.
Swine.
Swine.
Every one of Psycho Mike's parody songs involves bodily fluid. Am I wrong about that? Come on. They always involve bodily fluid.
I've heard this one. Mike, tell him it does not involve bodily fluid.
It doesn't involve any bodily
fluid. And are we going to get in trouble?
Probably. You are not going to get in trouble.
Not.
Is it gross?
It's gross.
What is wrong with you?
It's a love song. It's a slice of life. It's about coming of age, okay?
We're going to get people that email us and call us on the Effort Line. They're going to say, can I use that at my wedding?
And frankly, Kevin, thank you for defending me.
Yes.
Because frankly, Bean, I'm a little bit hurt. You know, I actually worked really hard. I dug deep inside myself. I confronted emotions that I'm not necessarily comfortable confronting. And I did it all for the song, for the art, for my craft. And I was hoping you guys could...
Maybe you've grown up. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. And maybe this is the one that's not going to be potty humor.
There
maybe
you go.
Maybe for once, it's not going to be pee-pee-poo-poo like your tweets are. So I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt if you're telling me that you've turned the corner and this is going to be something new.
Hit it, Steve.
Beautiful.
Ooh, that smell, the odor you'd find in hell.
There it is.
When you eat Taco Bell.
Aww.
Then you lift your cheek and blast.
Oh, come on.
In air, singeing my nostril hairs, just like a roadside flare of organic anal gas.
Beautiful. Bye.
The second you decide to release that cyanide, everybody else would wisely run away and hide. But I'll stay there and smell it. Yeah, I mean it from my heart.
Here's the love part.
That I will follow you after you fart.
That, why does it have to be?
Crop dusting. My lungs you're polluting. The beans that you're digesting smell like garlic wrapped in balls. Lethal butt. From all the cheese you've cut, why are the windows shut? You're peeling paper from my walls. There's tears inside my eyes as soon as I first realize that methane gas is leaking out from underneath your thighs. A blue flame-filled inferno would be made with just a spark. But I'll still follow you after you fart.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll still follow you after you fart.
Yeah, Bean?
Yeah? Why did I fall for that? Why did I listen to you? Why did I believe you?
That's how much that dude loves her.
He loves that.
He loves her so much he's willing to go that far.
Why you got to work blue, Mike? Come on, seriously.
That's brown more than blue.
All right.
That's going to be up at the sounds page.
Sounds, that's appropriate.
And I wish he'd figure out a way to make it scratch and sniff.
Oh,
That'd be awesome.
So when they download it?
Yeah, they download it and emits that. Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Brad in Minnesota writes in, "Hey, Kevin and Bean, I slept through one of the worst lightning storms that people could ever recall. Several trees in the neighborhood were struck and fell down. One was an oak tree about 4 feet across at the base. It fell and landed just outside my bedroom window. I never woke up."
Wow.
That's exactly the story we're going to be looking for, that type of thing. If you are a sound sleeper and you even can't believe what you slept through, we'll need your calls in less than a half an hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, just after the top of the next hour. So that's on the way. Ralph's got the showbiz beat in minutes. First, though, time for the Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO.
Hey, Kevin and Bean and Lisa. I was watching TV on Channel 4 this weekend, and did you guys know that you're up for the Golden Local on Channel 4? You're up against your old buddy, Ryan Seacrest. So I'll let you guys know, and maybe you might want to look at that. I don't know if you guys knew that you're nominated.
What? The Golden Vocal, did he say?
Local.
Oh, local.
Never heard of it.
I didn't know that it was on television until I started getting emails about it. I knew it was a website deal that they were doing, and I don't know how they chose Ryan's show and our show, but apparently it is happening. But seriously, how valuable is an award given from Channel 4, you know?
Come on, they're the best.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Here's something about the actual Afro Line.
It's the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. One guy is a funny blonde guy. The other guy likes up the Psycho Mike. Psycho Mike. They really should call him Psycho Sucker Mother because he's gay. Ralph is funny. Ralph is funny. That's all for the Afro Line song.
I sense that he made that song up as he went along.
Yeah, I don't know that songwriting is his forte. Right. Pretty accurate on the personalities, though, don't you think? That's what I'm saying.
Bean, why are you horrible?
We don't have that kind of time, so I'm sorry.
Listen, you're going to have to be more specific.
That's true, too.
Because we could fill in the blank with seven different things, and at any point, we need to know what you're talking about. The one thing that people come to this radio station for is music, and they all agree on the music that we play being awesome.
Don't play MGMT ever again. I'm so sick of that song. You guys play it every 5 minutes. Sorry, I hate that song, and I'm getting pretty tired of Kings of Leon season. Thank you.
Wow. That's rough.
I'm not hanging out with her.
I thought they liked it.
Huh. Kings of Leon next on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way.
Bean, do you have the Heidi clip? Do you have that of her talking about how billions of people watched her and it was the highest rated show in history? And
I certainly do. She's talking about her recent appearance on the Miss Universe pageant.
I performed in front of a billion eyes, the highest rated televised event in the history of TV. It was
the highest rated television event.
That's right.
In the history of TV.
That's right.
And a billion eyes.
You would have thought that we would have heard about that.
I think the only thing that would actually rate with billions of people watching and be the highest rated televised event in all of history would be the execution of Heidi Pratt. I'd totally watch that.
I agree.
I would too.
I'm with you.
Now
I'm
you're talking you. Record ratings right there.
Exactly.
Here's the thing I like working about at this radio station. Everyone agrees on the music. And I'm going to tell you a conversation that we had with our boss. Mm-hmm. We said the name of this song, and then we said, really? Really? And he told us that it gets more requests than any other song we play. And we said, really? We said, you know that this might be the gayest song ever recorded. Most requests we get.
Wow.
So I'm putting it back on you people, not our fault.
I don't know what's more annoying, the constant coverage on the fire or the stupid Firefly song that plays on the goddamn radio all the time. Here's an idea. Why don't the stupid Fireflies go fly themselves in the fire?
To 10 million Fireflies, I'm weird because I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes as they said farewell.
So I know a lot of people are calling in complaining about that Firefly song you've been playing. And I just want to call and say that I think it's very inspiring. In fact, it inspired me to write a song of my own. And it goes a little something like this. This song's gay, gay, gay. It's so gay, gay, gay. It is gay, 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 gay. Mike. Stop playing that.
Really? It's the most requested song here?
We're not kidding about that.
Are a billion eyes watching
it? So then we said, who is calling to request that song? I know it seems like it's a likable song if you're nine and female. But
it must be little girls who miss High School Musical is the only thing I could think, right?
But they're listening to us?
We're fighting the good fight, people. Just so you know, we're trying to get this song.
Quit calling and requesting.
Really, stop that. You people that call and request it, you're to blame.
I've got a team of Black Ops guys outside Owl City's house, waiting for the time to take them out.
Time is now.
We're gonna make it happen.
The time is 106.7 K Rock. Sorry, my voice is cracking. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ at 10 till 7.
What? How late was the poker game last night, Kevin? It seemed a little rough this morning.
Late enough not to get here in time for work.
Look,
that wasn't Kevin's fault. That was a traffic thing.
Some people can stay up late and not get any rest, and no one else can tell. And that's I think I'm in that category.
If anyone else here on our staff showed up as late to work as Kevin does,
no, there was an accident today, dude.
That's one out of how many times?
I have not been very late at all this year, I'd like to say.
What?
I haven't. Bean?
I got to agree with Kevin. I think he makes it with less than 15 seconds to spare most days, but he does make it.
Oh, I remembered recently phone calls with Kevin on the air.
Oh, it is. It's like, happened. Mike, it still happens once in a while.
Yes. Several times in the past couple months. Usually he's outside trying to get his key card, right? At the gate, he can't get in.
That's true.
That counts as in. If Kevin's on the property, that counts as in.
He calls from the freeway. I'm just saying.
I figure I have a 10-minute buffer. So as
do
long as I
get really? How do you figure that?
I just made that up.
I think the way we analyze it is different for Kevin. I mean, if we had an intern who consistently forgot his key card as much as Kevin did, we'd be like, are you retarded? You're fired!
So true. That's so true.
I'm just saying. It's good to have your name on the door at the law firm. That's all I'm saying.
And I believe Kevin's doing better in 2009 than he did in 2008.
Thank you,
that's
Bean.
All I'm looking for is just progress.
Improvement is all you can ask for.
That's true.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Just be a better man today than you were yesterday.
He went from a D+ to a C-. So we're all very satisfied with him. All of a sudden,
that's
he looks
what
good.
You're shooting for.
You have to lower expectations in this world. It's very important.
Much like Kevin's college career. He was shooting for a C+, and he finally got there. So congratulations.
Huge, huge show straight ahead. Dana White, president of the UFC, on the way. We got tickets for you to join us in New York City for our Muse in Manhattan breakfast show. And we'll talk about sound sleepers coming up in a few minutes. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
Yeah, scary news yesterday for actress Renee Zellweger. She was in an accident in Beverly Hills. Apparently, her car was smashed up enough to be towed away. However, from all reports, Renee is fine. However, the impact of the crash was strong enough that she temporarily opened her eyes.
Takes an unnatural force.
That was a significant impact.
It didn't stick, though, did it?
No. She went right back to that squinty, I just sucked a lemon look. But still, for a moment there, we saw her eyeballs. And we were all stunned. Sublime is reuniting.
All right.
How about that?
All right.
Now, this is a band we play an awful lot here on our show. Bradley Knoll, of course, the front man of Sublime.
Will he be joining them?
Considering he died of an overdose in 1996. But they've got a new lead singer, Rome.
Jim Rome?
War. Yeah, Jim Rome.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Date rape. he will be joining Sublime at the Smokeout Festival, October 23rd and 24th, at the San Manuel Amphitheater in San Bernardino, California. Cheech and Chong are hosting the event.
How about that?
What a coincidence. Wow. They be at an event called the Smokeout Festival.
That is a shocker.
Yeah. Smokeout Festival was designed to be like a celebration of like chilling and smoking dank.
It was the Woodstock of pot.
Yeah. Hatebreed last year with Body Count, this year Slipknot.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're and in San Bernardino.
It's gonna harsh a lot of people's mellow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sublime is fits right in.
Yes. Sure.
Well, yes. I've asked. Yeah, I think they're a good band for it. But what do you guys? I mean, what's your gut reaction when you hear about a new lead singer for Sublime? Is that
I got
is that
no
fair?
Problem with it? But a lot of Sublime fans apparently up in arms.
Are they?
Because they figure it is.
Well, let's wait and
disrespecting
see.
Disrespecting the legacy of Bradley Knoll. So
it's a very tough decision a band has to make to move on. You know, I mean, I think Alice in Chains is great. I'm so happy that they're back, and I can't wait for that album. You know, it's the exact same situation. They had a beloved lead singer who died, but you know, the other guys felt like they still had something to do. So I guess I'm with Kevin. Let's wait and see what they sound like.
I think that's different because with Alice in Chains, Allison is the voice of that band. As long as she is singing, I think it sounds like them. It sounds like Alice in Chains.
It's not an
Doesn't
Allison.
Matter who they change in the band. As long as Allison is there and she's on stage, I feel like it's Alice in Chains. I'm enjoying the show. That's how I feel.
Right. As a music expert. Funny.
Yeah. Just yesterday, we were talking about the size of women on television. Remember we had the huge debate about whether
Sarah Ramirez?
Beautiful and yet heavier girls should get the bell or not, or should they get the cowbell, or should they get a significantly lowered, toned bell? We were trying to work it out, but I thought this was interesting. In Touch magazine released this week a list of the dress sizes of the stars.
Oh, that's brutal.
It is brutal, but
that's rough.
It's entertaining. Let's go through them, shall we, from least to most.
Okay.
Ashley Simpson Wentz, who of course will be starring in Melrose Place.
Yes.
That's right.
Coming up. Yeah. She is a size zero.
Yeah, she looks like it.
These are the women that women hate, by the way. The zeros. Kelly Ripa, who I feel is way too thin for her own good on that Regis with Kelly show.
Yeah.
She's a two. Dress size two.
She's actually bigger.
She's bigger than Ashley Simpson Wentz.
She has an actual body. Ashley Simpson Wentz is
nothing. Is the boy. Yeah, she's like a teenage boy. Kelly Ripa is a two. Here's the thing. I don't know anything about dress sizes. I'm not really sure how this translates into. I can get that it's small.
Okay.
I know two is a small number. I know that much. Just when it comes to dress sizes, I don't know how it translates into like weight or physical size.
Lisa, isn't the average woman a 14? Isn't that what a typical woman is?
No. Wow.
I don't
women are fat.
An average
I think it's like
14.
6 to 8 or something.
Right? Would
eight.
Be an average
eight.
I think it's larger than that.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
It's probably 10 to 12.
B may be right. Taylor Swift, country star Taylor Swift, is a four.
Okay.
To give you some perspective. Katherine Heigl of Grey's Anatomy is a six. She wears a dress size six. America Ferrera from Ugly Betty is an eight.
You're fat.
She is small for the average American woman.
Fat girls.
Well,
fat.
I think if we saw her in person, we'd be surprised. I think she looks heavier and they dress her heavier on
that
show.
Well, TV does
really
add some weight, that's for sure.
But she can still fit into those traveling pants whenever she wants, right? No matter
what
she
wants. Oh, my absolutely. God.
All I hate you. All of the brotherhood can.
Every one of them.
Or sisterhood. Or parenthood.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's a 10. She wears a size 10.
She is a 10.
She's a size 10.
But no problem with that.
Sarah Ramirez, who we were talking about yesterday, is on this list.
Yeah.
Is a 12.
Okay.
Size 12. She's bigger than Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
She's huge.
She's not huge.
Anyway, so there's your lineup.
Don't you do it. Don't you lose a single pound. I don't care what those Hollywood image makers say. Big women are sexy.
There you go. Yeah.
And Rosie O'Donnell wears a tent.
She's even, size 10.
They have a size tent.
Not even a number associated with that.
Just a tent.
How about that?
Yeah. Eminem has an ex-wife named Kim Mathers.
Oh, they get along so well.
She is not his friend.
Or the model relationship.
She was on a Detroit radio show last week, and here's what she had to say about her ex-husband, who, by the way, is still the father of her child.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is a horrible person who is lousy in bed, Kim said. He gets worse every day, and I vomit in my mouth every time I think of him.
Oh, my God.
When it comes to his unit, let's say, he doesn't have much to work with. And he requires a little blue pill for anything to happen.
Vomit.
Wow.
Yeah. There should be some sort of law.
Yeah.
That exes can't go on and talk about your unit.
For one thing,
publicly.
I don't believe it necessarily. It's just anger.
No, of course.
So, but who knows?
You don't know, but still. I feel bad
for
the dude.
Guys.
Yeah.
Update from producer Alex. She sourced us with Cosmopolitan magazine. I think you'll find this interesting.
Mm.
The average American woman is 5'4", weighs 140 pounds, and wears a size 14 dress.
There you go. 14.
So the average American woman is not getting on TV.
That's the Midwest, my friends.
So I'll tell you, the first way of dealing with your fat is admitting it.
Yep. Spencer is right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
When he says what?
No. All women need to improve.
All women need to lose weight? Let's just not ask him because we don't have time.
Yeah,
Spencer, what do you think? And good news. Here's the good byproduct of the new sort of monster goth romance trend that's sweeping entertainment.
Okay. We got a lot of vampire
shows. A lot
shows,
of vampire stuff,
right?
Which
you
I
got,
love.
True Blood, you got vampires, you got the Twilight Vampires, you got the Vampire Diaries that's going to be on television. But you also got a lot of werewolves, too.
Yeah, Wolfman.
And I like the werewolves. You got the Wolfman with Benicio del Toro, which looks terrific.
It does.
And NBC has announced, excuse me, MTV has announced, they are going to have a new TV series based on the 1985 movie Teen Wolf. Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I love Teen Wolf. Michael J. Fox, you're Teen Wolf?
Teen Wolf is awesome.
Oh,
when
Michael
he makes
J.
that
Fox
free throw.
Playing
a
werewolf basketball playing student. Awesome. It'll take place in high school, and like the movie, it'll be about a teenager who discovers he is a werewolf.
Woof.
Werewolf.
Yeah.
I may get mocked roundly for this, but I enjoy Jason Bateman and Teen Wolf 2 as well. It's no Teen Wolf.
No.
But I still think it's good. I still like it.
What is with you liking Teen Wolf 2?
Well, woof. It's for kids, you know.
Yeah,
that's
true.
He loves the kiddie stuff.
Woof.
But the first Teen Wolf, I thought was awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. It is awesome.
Remember when he's surfing on top of the car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And Crazy Styles. He's driving super fast.
Crazy.
Yeah. Nuts.
And
his dad, James Hampton's also a wolf, and he comes in his room and tells him about it, and he's got the full wolf face.
Love that.
Boof's house, his female friend.
Right, yeah.
That was my childhood house that I grew up in.
Really?
Yeah.
I could not care less.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Wow. I wish you
tell
could
us more.
Take it back.
No, tell us more about that. What color was it?
Childhood house.
What color was it when you were there?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you have grass?
Yeah, the grass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where'd you move after there? Can you tell us something about the other places you've lived?
Yes, my next door neighbors are at Don Draper's house on Mad Men. Now, but a different house.
Wow.
Something
cool.
Different. Something different.
How about what about the other side of you?
Other side?
Yeah.
An old man who got shot by a shotgun by Vietnamese gangsters. And this old lady has a car.
I think about Gran Torino.
And the other side is an old lady whose doggy just died, but that's all she had because her husband died a little while ago. I really feel bad for her.
What kind of dog was it?
Stop
it was a Pekingese.
Will you, Kevin, will you stop it?
Yeah, it was a Pekingese.
You ever seen footage when they do the crash tests on cars?
Yes.
When they do it in the lab,
uh-huh.
And they put it on one of those winches, and they just throw it super fast at a giant steel and concrete wall?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what Mike is on the show. He's the concrete wall.
Did the old woman?
Yeah.
Did the old woman put?
Concrete wall.
Did the old woman put little bows in its hair?
No.
Oh.
But sweaters.
Meanwhile, back at the showbiz beat. Today's celebrity birthday is...
like anyone still listening. Might as well just unplug it.
That's true. Gloria Estefan's 52 years old today. Kevin's favorite musical artist, Miami Sound Machine.
Mm-hmm.
The worst.
Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil, is 59 years old. And Barry Gibb of the legendary band The Bee Gees is 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Yesterday, Ralph was doing the showbiz, and he was talking about a new Rambo movie.
Okay.
Another Rambo.
The people are yelling for it.
Love
him.
They were an enormously popular series in the 80s, and then he brought it back, just within the last couple of years? And I think that latest Rambo movie was also a big box office hit, right?
Well, we thought we would get him on the phone and try to figure out just exactly what's going on with this. So,
all right.
Say good morning to Rambo. Hi, Rambo.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How about you?
It's a war zone.
Right, you still in the war zone?
Yeah.
Are you still in Burma?
You never really left.
Yeah.
Still there, all right.
You don't know Burma.
We don't know Burma.
You're
right.
Not helping nobody.
Well, we're not trying to help. We want to ask you about the movie series.
Yeah, we're going to do a fifth Rambo.
A fifth Rambo. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first one was in Portland.
Yeah.
Second one was...
First blood.
Right.
Come back and spit on me.
Right.
Love me, baby killer.
Right.
The mean streets of Portland is where he tackled the first film, right?
Yeah, it was Fat Brian Dennehy.
Right, right. Yeah. He was the sheriff. Now, the second one was where? Afghanistan? Where was it?
The second one was Vietnam.
Vietnam.
I went
Vietnam.
Back to rescue my colonel.
Okay, yes.
Because you're a Vietnam vet, if I remember correctly.
That's
right.
Right. And I came back and spit on me. Call me baby killer. Thank you, first blood.
Okay. So then it was Afghanistan.
Yeah, then I went to Afghanistan.
And then it was Burma.
Yeah, Burma's a war zone.
I hear that.
Yeah.
You have guns?
No.
You're not helping nobody.
Well, we're not trying to, though.
You can either die for something or live for nothing.
I don't think that's how it works, but all right.
Why? I mean, at some point, you're too old to do this kind of work, right? You've got to be 65 years old, right, Rambo?
I'm not too old. They spit on me, call me baby killer.
Right, but that's irrelevant. The fact that you're too old seems like...
Still,
Do you have
there's a still?
You have a son?
There's still bad things that need to be corrected. You know.
Well, what's it, where's the next one going to be set?
The fifth Rambo is going to be in Mexico.
In Mexico?
Yeah, we're at the battle human traffickers and drug lords.
Oh, okay.
Because they abduct a young girl on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Right.
And I have to go down there and help her.
Okay.
You're the only guy who can do that kind of work, right?
That's right.
No one else available for that.
So that's the fifth Rambo.
All right.
But we've got a lot more coming after that.
Oh, yep. There's going to be more after five?
Oh, yeah, we're already working on six.
Where's six going to be?
Six is going to be in Los Angeles, where I battle inner-city gangs. I rescue a city terrorized by gangs.
Okay.
And then Rambo 7.
Seven.
What?
Yeah. That's when I start going off on people who sprinkle their lawns on off days. It's against the laws of drought on!
Right.
They drew first water!
Well, that's a problem because you'll be into your 70s by then.
Are you shooting a...
Then Rambo 8, I'll take on parents who leave their children unsupervised in department stores and let them run around.
Wow.
I hate that.
Yeah. Guys are a little crazy.
Watch your kids! You watch your kids!
Well, I don't think you want to shoot that with a machine gun.
Then Rambo 9, I take on people who touch hors d'oeuvres at parties but don't eat them.
Wow.
You get these germs all over my food!
I want to see that one, too.
Then Rambo 10.
There's another one?
People
Come
who
on.
Text in movie theaters.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm trying to watch the trailer! I hate that blue light! It's distracting!
Take a machine gun into the theater. Wow.
Then Rambo 11.
No way.
No, come on.
The people who spray cologne on me at malls when I'm walking around.
That's not a movie.
I smell like a whore now!
Is that really a movie?
You drew first cologne! And then Rambo 12.
No way do you have another one.
There's people who stand outside supermarkets to get me signed petitions.
Right.
I got frozen food here! They're thawing up! I gotta go to my car! That's it, pretty much.
That's it. All right. Wow.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to all of those.
It's a war zone.
That's right. We got to talk about something that has been in the news lately. Mayor Villaraigosa of Los Angeles, California, that city that used to be out on the West Coast.
Sure.
Fort burned down.
Sure.
He's apparently a heavy sleeper.
Yeah.
Or he's making it up. Kevin, set up the clip, and it'll get us into why we need to talk about this today.
Well, Mayor Villaraigosa had a press conference that he congratulated people in the city for really, really watching how much they water their lawns. Mm-hmm. There are certain days, I think there's only 2 days a week, where it's allowed to water your lawn. And then the other days are off limits.
Right.
And somebody checked up on him. One of the reporters actually checked up on when his sprinklers were on, and they were on pretty much every day, and confronted him.
The sprinklers are so loud. In your backyard, you can hear them from the street. How could you not have heard them?
I sleep very heavily, and I couldn't hear it.
There you go. He sleeps very heavily.
And I didn't notice that my lawn was wet every single day
right.
when I got up.
Because he was sleeping at the house of one of the anchors of Univision.
That's what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
He
absolutely wasn't home. Right. How the hell would he know what's going on in his house?
There was also a story about Kristen Bell, and she came out and said this was false. And I can't imagine that it is true because it sounds impossible that there was her smoke alarm went off. She fell asleep. She was making, hard boiled eggs or something. Fell asleep on the couch. A fire alarm went off for 20 minutes and she slept through it. And then a neighbor heard it and came over and woke her up.
Oh, yeah. And she said that wasn't true.
She said
those
wasn't
true. Obnoxiously
but you
loud.
Do
That's
hear
the
that
point.
Every once in a while. You do hear that, including our man, Dave, the King of Mexico, who can sleep through anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an earthquake in 1993 that was a 6.6.
It was our 94 Northridge earthquake.
94, right.
And a mall fell down and apartment building complexes fell down and Dave was sleeping on the floor. Not even a bed.
72 people died, 9,000 injured.
And you slept through it?
Right through it. You weren't sleeping on the floor before the earthquake. You ended up on the floor. You fell out of bed because of the earthquake,
no,
right?
I was on the floor. I fell asleep on the floor, and I was at my grandma's house. No, I was at my grandma's house. I don't know why
tired.
We were staying there, but I was on the floor in downtown L.A. Wake up.
Downtown.
Madness is happening. I'm like, what happened?
So the other people in the house felt
wow.
it.
Wow. Yes, other people felt it. Other people were worried. Me, asleep on the floor, oh, curled up in a ball.
That's God. Awesome.
It was the best.
I'm just the opposite of that. If my wife tiptoes into the room, I jump.
I tend to be a very light sleeper,
yeah,
too.
I wish. It. What's the secret?
I don't know. Just stay up a lot.
Heroin?
I don't know.
Just
Mexican?
Stay up a lot.
Mexican?
Yeah.
So we thought we would take some calls at 1-800-520-1067 of what you slept through. Because sleeping through a 6.6 earthquake, when you're not on a bed to kind of absorb some of that, yeah, you're lying on the floor.
Yeah, the floor. I mean, that, wow. I was amazed by that. And even in the, you know, it started when I was young, too, because even during the October quake, when it was that big one in Whittier, I slept through the aftershocks, all of them. Slept through all of them.
Wow.
And that was, for me, the worst part of that earthquake was all the aftershocks.
Yeah.
Because you could not go to sleep because you just knew it was going to be another terrible earthquake.
Yeah. Sucks.
We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. That is the number to get on the air. One emailer, Matt, writes in, and his email is very long, but I'll paraphrase it for you, is that when he was in college, there were some guys who were trying to steal a car, and somebody saw them, and they ran for it, and ran into the dorm room of a friend of his and hid under his bed. His door was unlocked. Hid under his bed. The guy slept through the whole thing until the police started going through the dorm, knowing that he had run in there, gone door to door, and opening up the doors and screaming, you know, looking for the guy.
Wow.
That's how he woke. He woke up with the police with guns drawn screaming at him in his room, and then he had to explain to them that he was not harboring a fugitive, that he really was asleep. He didn't know the guy had come into his room and crawled under his bed.
That's awesome.
How's that for a way to wake up?
Cool. That's the way to sleep right there.
Awake by gunpoint.
The way Dave does it, though, if I could give away his secret, is that he stays up all night for about a week, and he goes snowboarding, and he goes to concerts, and he plays basketball, and he goes to concerts, and he hangs out with friends, and he literally stays up for like 2 weeks and then crashes.
And crashes and crashes and crashes.
And crashes hard.
Yeah.
Now, what's more impressive, the earthquake or the KISS concert? Bean reminded me of that this morning.
That's right, Dave.
The KISS concert, third row.
Third row, they were at a KISS concert, Bean and Dave sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, and Dave somehow fell asleep at a KISS show in the third row. So there's
he was into KISS, and he thought it was a good show, too. It's not like he was bored. He liked it and fell asleep.
You know, when we were in Vegas, I fell asleep during the Blue Man Group. And they pound drums, and they were running over the audience with stuff over your head, but I was so tired.
Yeah, when you're in Vegas and you're staying up all night, and you're probably drinking like a fish,
exactly.
You're
you
just
know
out
me.
Of your mind. Sure.
It's crazy.
All right, let's get a couple calls on before the break. 1-800-520-1067. We want to know what you slept through. Let's start with Matt. He is on line 5, I want to say, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling in. What happened, dude?
Hey, so there was these guys that were doing construction basically on my room, and they were like pounding off stucco, and if you've ever done that, it's extremely loud.
Way loud.
I would imagine.
Yeah, and on top of that, I'm on the second floor, so they were walking right next to my window.
Mm-hmm.
And, my dad had to actually come in and wake me up because he needed my help with something.
What is your secret?
I'm kind of like Dave. Like, I sleep through earthquakes and stuff. Like,
wow.
I
just naturally. That's
do you
just,
have trouble staying awake when you want to?
No. I mean, if I get tired, I just pass out and I don't hear anything.
That's so great.
You know, your dad wasn't coming in to wake you up. He was coming in to see if you were still breathing because clearly he thought there's no way the boy is still asleep through this.
Yeah, I have to set my alarm about four or five times in the morning to get up.
Crazy.
How about
that's
that? All right.
Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Joe real quick on line 2. This is exactly the kind of story we're looking for. Joe, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You slept through what?
I slept through DC's suicide.
Doesn't have the same. It's not Santa Monica. I got to be honest.
What did he say?
That was lame.
That was super
lame.
That
was lame. He was trying to be the Santa Monica guy, but someplace different in Riverside.
Oh.
Come
well, of
on.
Course, Riverside's lame.
Oh, that was.
And by the way, wheat sauce delivery.
Yeah,
wheat sauce, totally.
We like being prank phone called. We love that, but that, was
good at it.
That was weak.
Yeah. That was weak. That was a 909 fail, is what that was.
Wow. Fail! Epic fail.
I slept through that.
Let's take Shannon real quick. She's on line 3. 1-800-520-1067. We'll get to your calls after the break, but Shannon, you get the last word for now. What happened?
Hello, Shannon.
Riverside.
Through us picking up the phone.
Yeah, dude from Riverside put her to sleep. Are you there, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Okay.
What did you sleep through?
One of the Life Flight medical helicopters landed right behind my house, and I slept through it.
Wow,
that's
those
unbelievably loud.
Those are really loud.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't know.
Slept through it.
She never heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everybody else in the family was up except for me.
Now, this is a rare thing, or this is always you? You always sleep like that.
Well, not anymore, I guess. Hmm. Right.
Wow, that's awesome. Helicopter landing right behind your house.
Invaded, and yeah. She wouldn't wake up.
That's true. She'd be perfectly happy until yeah. She realized that the communists were running this country. All right, we'll take a quick break. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We'll talk to you right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I believe I've learned more about Lisa May during that song than I ever hoped
yeah.
to know about her.
All right.
Pretty personal about her tastes.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show for Tuesday. Yes, we are still going to play Muse for you. As promised, this half hour is when you'll hear it. When you do, be caller 20 and win the trip to New York City to see Breakfast with Muse. Hey, guys, just want to let you know that King of Mexico is not the only one who slept through the Northridge earthquake back in 94. I slept through the whole thing. My brother had to walk through all the glass that was on my floor to wake me up. He asked me if I feel him. I told him I didn't feel a thing. He slept through it. I know. So that's what we're talking about. Mayor Villaraigosa never hears the sprinklers. Dave sleeps through earthquakes and KISS concerts. What have you slept through? 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, Anthony. This is a fascinating story, I think, on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Anthony, welcome, my man. What's up?
How's it going, Kevin and Bean?
Good. What'd you sleep through?
Yeah, I was on the back of an airplane. Well, not on. In the back of an airplane asleep. And we're coming in for a landing. And they lost an engine, I guess. Had to come in really fast and hard. Ended up putting the thing on the ground so hard they had to stop it on the runway and mm-hmm. do an emergency egress out the back of the airplane down the slide.
Right.
Someone had to tap me on the shoulder on the way out the door and say, hey, dude, you know, we got to get out of the airplane right now.
You slept through an emergency landing.
What's that?
You slept through an emergency landing of an airplane.
And the plane, like, slamming down on the ground and you didn't wake up.
I didn't wake up, nope.
Awesome.
That's great. Think of the anxiety he avoided.
We should be asking if this is medically
induced. Yes.
Like, is there something you took, or you just sleep that much?
It was just a really long flight, and I was pretty tired that day.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, in the event of an actual plane crash, you'd be the guy less likely to get hurt, probably, because you'd be so relaxed, I would imagine.
Yeah. Good thing he wasn't by the door, right? Everybody would have been
well,
going,
that's
get
true.
Up!
Don't ever
that's
sit
amazing.
By the door.
Let's try Drew on line 1. Hey, Drew. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd you sleep through?
Back in high school, as a teacher's aide for a jazz band, 45 players in the band, trumpets, saxophone, loudest instruments ever, and I'd sleep underneath the piano. Best sleep I've ever gotten.
You slept through high school band rehearsal, and most high school bands suck.
True.
They were playing the Chips Ahoy song and, you know, all the loud stuff, and I would just... dream like no other.
Was that their specialty, the Chips Ahoy song?
What is the Chips Ahoy song? How does that go?
The swing, swing, swing song. What?
That is a bad high school band right there.
Wow. It's bad party with you, cowboy.
Bad leadership, bad band, everything.
A lot of bad decisions going on. All right, thank you, Drew. How about Rebecca? She is on line 2. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys, no problem.
What'd
so
you sleep
when
through?
I was about 6, I was sleeping in one of those mobile homes that has like a little bunker over the cabin of the driving part.
Right.
So I was sleeping in that part really close to the sky, and I slept through a hurricane and a hailstorm when I was 6.
A hailstorm? So actual
yeah,
ice balls?
It's just gotten worse. I've gotten older.
They were hitting your truck, the top of your truck.
Actually, when we went out the next day, there were dents, like literally dents. They were the size of golf balls at least.
That's the best.
Yeah.
How does that not? I would have jumped out of that truck. It would have freaked me out so bad. That's great.
I mean, I sleep through everything. It's pretty ridiculous.
Wow. I wish I was your boyfriend, you know?
Yeah. You're so... Why? What would you be doing?
I'm just saying.
Hey, Rebecca, when you wake up, you're a deep, deep sleeper. When you wake up in the morning, are you super refreshed because you've actually got continuous uninterrupted sleep?
You would think that, and I pray that, but unfortunately, every day I wake up, I'm like, God, I just did not get enough. Like, this whole weekend, I literally slept entire Sunday away, and I still felt like I needed more sleep.
That's weird. Did you use propofol?
No.
No? Okay.
I stayed away this time,
all right, this time. Okay. All right. Thank you for the call, Rebecca.
No problem.
Bye. Hail. That is just that's like a that's like
that.
Somebody's playing a drum right next to your head.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I don't want to invite him on the air, but a certain newsman who works on the Kevin and Bean show said that he slept through a B-52 raid in Nam, also a Viet Cong attack. He said he slept through.
which is
his fellow soldiers must have been very happy to be serving with him.
I'm sure they appreciated, appreciated his effort, right? All right. How about Jimmy on line four, perhaps? Jimmy. No one falls asleep during war, right?
No. You stay up you stay up and alert for days and days at a time because you're afraid of getting bombed. Maybe he was already bombed. All right, Jimmy, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What'd you sleep through?
I had about two beers, which is nothing, and I just got off of work, and my friends peer pressured me to go out, and I fell asleep during a lap dance.
You fell asleep?
Oh, that's just a waste of money right there.
During a lap dance?
No, and I had paid for the premium one, so it was three, you know, dances, and I fell asleep through all three. The girl's pretty pissed off, too. She had me thrown out.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of insulting.
You prepaid
to her.
It. Why didn't she just stand there and go, okay, it's done?
Yeah.
No, she kept going.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you're bad. This is where it comes back to haunt you because that's not what you want.
No.
You don't want to sleep through that. That seems bad. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's do Erica.
Yeah, Erica.
What did you sleep through?
When I was five, I slept through a tornado. It must have gone 10 feet. I was living in Minnesota, and it must have gone 10 feet outside of the window, cut a swath through the cornfield.
Awesome.
I just slept right through.
Isn't that crazy? Best. And you probably just couldn't believe it when you woke up and saw how much damage there was in your front yard, right?
Yeah, I was like, what happened? Well, you know, I was five.
And then you said, we're not in Kansas anymore. All right, Erica.
Oh, no, I was never in Kansas.
All right, I wish I had your sleep schedule. Thank you.
Let's close with Kenneth on line one. This sounds fantastic. Kenneth, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What did you sleep through?
I slept through a drug raid and a shootout next door.
A drug raid and shootout?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Weapons were being fired in the next door apartment.
Yep, handgun fire, shotgun fire.
You slept?
Yep. I slept through the whole thing. Woke up next morning, my dad goes, wow, did you hear the shootout next door? Said, nope.
That's unbelievable.
I also
That's
slept
great.
Through a drug bust right upstairs.
Where wow. do you live?
Now, where do you live?
It was in Van Nuys.
Yeah, all right. Well, that makes sense.
Gotcha.
I wish I was your boyfriend. All right, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye now. Yeah. I just wanted to live. Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 7:55.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and I believe that was Starlight by Muse. Isn't that the song that we're supposed to, you know, with the thing and the phone and the pickup and the deal?
That was the deal. We're going to New York City. We're going to have breakfast with Muse.
In Manhattan!
And the next caller is the one that wins. K-Rock, hello.
Are you doing the Muse thingamajiggy?
The Muse thingamajiggy?
Yeah.
We should have called it that. That's so much better than what we have, which is Muse in Manhattan.
Yes, you're the correct caller.
Shut up.
Okay.
No, don't shut up.
All right. Your caller 20. We're going to be in New York City to cover the MTV Awards.
Holy
and
you,
and Muse is going to be there. And you are going to be with us as well.
Holy crap.
Much better.
That's better.
We're talking about airfare, hotel, hanging out with Kevin and Bean, breakfast with Muse at a super secret location, and it's all yours.
Who are you?
Where are you calling from?
Monoe from El Segundo.
Congratulations.
All right.
Oh, my God.
See you in New York.
All right. Thank you for the call. I'm not sure she was alive right there at that moment.
She's stunned.
Stunned.
Yeah, she's in shock. Right. All right. Ralph's got the showbiz beat now for Tuesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Done with your little games? Done with your little
Hey, that's
games
a big deal. That's a fantastic prize, Ralph.
By the way, we were supposed to have...
News. Overrated. News.
We were supposed to have Dana White in the 8 o'clock hour?
Yes, so I heard.
He had to cancel this time, but instead we had Lyoto Machida and Shogun Rua, two guys that are going to fight each other.
Oh my God.
Gay!
Together
in our studios.
Really?
And you can tell them that to their faces, Ralph.
They're going
to
fight in our studio.
No, they're going to fight each other, but they're going to come together for the studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Legendary homos, both those guys.
Is that right?
Oh, man.
Where are you planning on being next hour, Ralph? Because clearly you're not planning on being here.
They fight for the Yoo-hoo FC. That's where they fight.
Yeah. Look, you don't know. I'm on the underground every day. I know all the scoop on the fighters, on the inside.
Oh, then we can bring it up when they come in.
These guys.
No worries. We'll bring it up when they come in.
Nothing wrong. Good fellas.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I do.
I kid, boys. I kid because I love.
I'm not going to play that part.
Oh, I bet you're not. Well, I'm going to intercept them in the parking lot.
and drop to my knees and bow to them and say, don't listen to anything the evil white man with the white hair says.
I don't have white hair.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Miley Cyrus is a whore. She has stolen some poor girl's boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Apparently, her co-star in the movie Last Song is a guy named Liam Hemsworth.
Okay.
There's so much language here I don't know.
Liam Hemsworth.
Last Song, never heard of it.
Is his name.
Okay. You're fat is admitting it.
And what?
It was a mistake.
It was an inappropriate drop, but only half of it.
So at least we have that going for us. Apparently he had a girlfriend named Laura Griffin.
Right.
And Miley Cyrus has stolen Liam away from Laura.
I don't know who any of those people are.
They fell in love on the set, and now he is broken up with her. She is, as you can understand, crushed.
Sure.
On her Facebook page, she writes, "It's Miley Cyrus. How can I compete? Tears are streaming down my face." She told Woman's Day magazine, "He was my boyfriend and my best friend." And now it's over.
It is funny.
I'm not familiar with about half the words in that sentence.
I'm saying Miley Cyrus stole a chick's boyfriend.
It is funny how people just give up. They just go, well, all right, I'm out.
Miley Cyrus.
There's nothing I can do.
I saw her do that pole dance. There's nothing I can compete with there.
No one says, I can still get him back. They just go,
Here's the thing. I've said it a million times.
Reality. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Working on a set, a movie set especially, is like summer camp.
Yeah.
You go there and it's a very rarefied. Can we turn the music up a little bit? Because I can still hear myself. I can still hear myself speak. It's a very pressurized, rarefied atmosphere, and you're together an unnaturally condensed period of time.
Right.
And so you get very intense feelings that are often faux.
Right.
Right. And so you fall very deeply in love on set, and then once you get back to real life, you realize, I'm with Miley Cyrus. She has giant teeth. What am I doing?
What was I thinking?
So right. Liam may have a change of heart once this is all over.
Psycho Mike, hasn't Miley had a pretty steady boyfriend, an older guy, like that's been living in their Cyrus house for the past year?
Yeah, it was
the underwear model,
underwear model, yeah.
Yeah. No longer.
But weren't they tweeting each other about how it was, there will never be an end to the tears, and remember that?
Yeah, they busted up.
That's right, they broke up.
You guys know way too much about this story.
We listened to I the don't. Showbiz.
Yes, Kevin. They're not playing half drops while I'm trying to speak.
How dare you?
My coworkers who listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the...
Audrina Patridge. Audrina Patridge has announced that she is not going to be sharing her life on camera anymore.
She's leaving The Hills?
After polishing off the remaining few episodes of The Hills, she says she is leaving the show.
For that great
what
acting
else?
Career she's
for her, yeah, for her promising acting career in Sorority Row.
Mm-hmm.
She says she plans to grow up, mature, and move on with her life.
Audrina! Audrina! Audrina, real quick. Audrina!
That's why she wants to get off TV.
Yeah, so that a-hole stopped screaming at her.
Good interview, though.
New plans for Audrina. No one knows what they are, but they're new plans.
All right.
We tentatively have Miss Patridge scheduled for an appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow. I don't know if that is... likely to happen, or if she's, as they say in the business, traveling with Dana White. But we think she's going to be here tomorrow.
We'll have to ask her and see what she says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Movie news. Sony Pictures has announced they are moving the release date of The Green Hornet from next summer back to next Christmas.
So how are you going to make it, Ralph?
We're looking forward to seeing Seth Rogen as the superhero and Jay Chou as Kato. We'll have to wait until Christmas time. To see how it all plays out.
Man, I seen that movie too, and I fell asleep on it.
I'll tell you, I saw the Green Hornet's car at the Comic-Con down in San Diego.
Yes,
the Black Beauty, his legendary car, the Black Beauty. You know, Batman's got his Batmobile.
Sure,
Green Hornet's got the Black Beauty.
Sure,
it's a badass car. It is a badass car.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about car.
Please put that in the file.
Yep.
Wow, I hate you both.
They took the old car, the original car. It's like a 66 Imperial or something. And then they just souped it up and put machine guns on it and everything. It looks awesome.
Still don't care.
You're just not listening.
I'm not.
No more poker for you. You
get just tell me some more information about
the Green Hornet's going to be awesome. First of all. And second of all.
A year from this Christmas.
It's going to be rad.
Yes?
Yes.
And you're telling us about the car.
Okay.
Hey, let me throw this out there for a minute. When Ralph started talking about Iron Man, You didn't care a whit about Iron Man. Uh-huh. You didn't know about Iron Man. You didn't think you would like Iron Man. And then you ended up loving Iron Man. Why do you think Green Lantern's going to be any different?
Green Hornet.
Whatever it is. Same thing. You Green Arrow. Whatever.
I was right there with you. Thanks for the backup. Until you apparently weren't listening to the story either. So screw you both.
No, I'm on your side, Rob.
Meanwhile,
what I'm saying is,
he doesn't want you on his side. I don't want you on my
Kevin
side
Kevin has a history of hating things that he knows nothing about.
No,
that's
all do
my
that.
Point.
Yes.
We all do that.
I'm saying that if the movie doesn't come out for a year and a half, I don't want to hear about the details of his car.
Just saying it's exciting.
No.
You don't think the Batmobile is a cool car?
Yeah, but do I want to hear about it a year and a half before the movie comes out? No.
Yes, you do.
Oh, f*** you. So if I was doing the show, it would be just for you, Kevin. It would just be True Blood and
yes,
then
South Park.
The Kings on Versus tonight. That's all I would
that's
be talking
right,
about.
Correct.
Well, that's
it would be a perfect show.
Did you hear, by the way, that DirecTV dropped Versus?
Yes.
Yeah, we just heard.
How are we going to watch the NHL?
I don't know, and I don't. I'm very upset about
that. We're
going
to have to buy the center ice package. That's what we're going to have to do.
They still have that on DirecTV. That's true. But all the playoffs were on Versus, weren't they?
So you don't get
NBC,
the playoffs?
That and NBC, they split. They split.
This is not good.
Playoffs?
This is not
good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Gloria Estefan. Is it Estefan or Estefan?
It changed.
It really doesn't matter.
It used to be Estefan, and then at some point it became Estefan.
She's the worst, so it doesn't matter.
I would say Estefan.
I would, too, but that's because of my Latino background.
Root.
Sure, that's why. Because I was originally raised in the Honduras.
Don't ask me, I'm black.
On a pineapple field.
Ralph's original last name is Garmenez, so
right.
A lot of people don't realize that. He shortened it to get this job.
Yes. She's 52 years old today. Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil, is 59 years old today. Yeah, I thought it was funny that he wrote a diet book.
I know.
Phil McGraw, I always thought was interesting.
He's
not a spokesman.
Let me tell you what to eat while I stuff my face with Slim Jims.
Are you addicted to drugs?
Barry Gibb of Legendary Bee Gees is 63 years old. Why are you so excited
Don't say
about Barry Gibb?
Say what you want about the Bee Gees and their singing voice. They write great songs and consistently.
Yeah, they've had a long, you know, very successful career.
Haven't and they been broken up for 30 years?
They've been dead for 30 years.
The level of his sexuality is incalculable.
All right,
he's amazing.
Now.
Okay.
Now you've lost me. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. This is going to be an exciting half hour. We have never had a Portuguese translator in the studio before.
No.
I'm very excited about this, ladies and gentlemen. Dana White, who we had scheduled to speak with right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, ran into some travel difficulties, so we are going to have to rebook him. He, of course, the president of the UFC. But how about this for a backup, guys? How about the stars of UFC 104 coming in October, ladies and gentlemen? What if I were to tell you in our studio right now, Lyoto the Dragon Machida, and then next to him, apparently his best friend, Mauricio Shogun Rua. Welcome, guys, to the Kevin and Bean Show. Nice to see you. Now, I'm not sure how this works, how much English the boys know or how much is going through the translator, but it seems to me like these guys are best friends and there's no way they should be fighting each other next month.
Do they speak how much English?
Well, they speak a little bit of English. I mean, Lyoto speaks pretty good English. So does Shogun. Sometimes, you know, when you know,
so are
right
they?
On,
are you
they
guys
get a little nervous?
Are you guys best friends?
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Not a little bit.
Now you guys are going to fight October 24th.
Yeah.
And you were on a plane together on the way here and didn't know it, sitting next to each other.
Yeah,
is that true? So you didn't know who you were sitting by, and it was him. That's
well,
weird.
They kind of thought they were like on an episode of Punked or something.
Right.
They wanted to see the reaction of the people.
That's really bizarre. You go, hey, I'm fighting you.
It just goes to show you how professional these guys are, man. You know, they're going to knock each other's heads off when they get in the octagon. They're going after each other. They're going to go out there and put on a show, but yet they can, you know, travel, you know, across the world pretty much sitting next to each other. It's just a day at the office.
But they're holding hands, and that to me is very disconcerting.
I know it's not true.
Mr. Translator, what is your name, sir?
My name's Ed Suarez.
Ed Suarez.
Ed, I'm actually Lyoto's manager, but I'm good friends with Shogun, too. We're all friends.
Okay. You know? Could you ask each of the guys what they think of the other man as a fighter for us, please?
O que tu acha do Shogun? E Shogun, o que tu acha de Lyoto como lutador?
Shogun is a very good person. He's a very tough opponent. He's very good on the ground, very good striking. I think it will be a great fight in October 24. I will be ready, and I want to fight for my fans.
Okay.
Lyoto is a good man, good fighter, and I respect for the fighter and for the man, and he's my friend a long time, but I'm a fighter and a professional. And
is there, do you have to train differently for somebody who's more karate based? Train differently than a regular fight?
Você tem que treinar diferente para cara que luta karatê em comparação com as outras lutas?
É, na verdade o Lyoto é um atleta diferencial, né? Ele é difícil encontrar um sparring que faça o que ele faz, né? Então, às vezes a gente não é qualquer pessoa que treina que faz o que ele faz. É muito difícil encontrar o sparring que ele faz. Então, você tem que tentar treinar da melhor maneira possível, né?
Yeah, Lyoto has a very unique style. It's very difficult to find a sparring partner that can emulate Lyoto's style inside the octagon. So, you know, of course there's a little bit of difficulty, but, you know, we try to improvise as best as possible to try to find sparring partners that can kind of match his style of fighting.
Lisa has a yellow mauve green belt. She could
with polka dots.
She could spar with him.
I'm setting karate.
Hey Ed, the guys are a couple of years apart in age, but both from Brazil and both obviously into karate. Did they know each other before coming to America and getting involved with the UFC?
Well, I mean, they were both. I mean, you know. Lyoto's been, you know, he's become a pretty big name in Brazil, and same with Shogun. I mean, Shogun is, you know, the open weight Grand Prix fighter in Pride, where, you know, he won the open weight Grand Prix, which is basically there wasn't a weight limit. He went in there and fought against, you know, I believe it was 16 guys started off in the tournament, and he ended up winning the tournament.
And so, what amount of time? 16 fights and how many times?
Well, no, it's I believe it was 16 fighters. It's a Grand Prix, so the last night, the semifinal and the finals on the same night, so he fought two fights in one night.
Wow.
And Lyoto, of course, is taking a little bit of a different path. He fought in Japan, and then he came over to the U.S. and has been, you know, fighting in the UFC. So, I mean, they've both known of each other. I believe they even might have trained a few years ago at the same, because Lyoto went down to where Shogun was from and trained a little bit there. But they know of each other, and like I said, you know, they're friends. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, two professional athletes wanting to put testing their techniques one against each other and see, you know, who's the best man's going to win that night.
How much training goes into one fight like this? Like this particular fight, how many months do they train for?
I think most training camps are anywhere from, you know, as little as 8 to 12, sometimes even 14, 16 weeks. So, I mean, these guys are focused. I mean, especially for a championship bout, you're going to be fighting five-minute rounds. You know, against top caliber athletes. So these guys have to be prepared. It's mixed martial arts. It's not boxing or wrestling or jiu-jitsu. I mean, these guys are all very complete, well-rounded fighters. These are the two best guys in the world right now in this weight category. So these guys have to come 100%. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, at any given day, either one of these guys can beat each other. So they have to be focused and both come well-prepared.
The UFC Light Heavyweight Championship fight is going to be on October the 24th. It's UFC 104. If you'd like to meet these guys, by the way, you can do it today if you're listening in Los Angeles at the Nokia Plaza this afternoon from noon till 1 is going to be the press conference, and there it's going to be open to the public, which is very cool. We have to take a quick break. I never thought I'd say that the Dragon and the Shogun are our guests on the Kevin Bean Show, but they are in here, and we'll return, and we'll try to include some of your phone calls, too, if you've got questions for the guys, because we know we have a lot of fans of both fighters out there. 1-800-520-1067. We'll come right back on the Kevin and Bean. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Very special hour in progress right now. Talking about October 24th pay-per-view event at Staples Center in Los Angeles. It's the UFC light heavyweight champion Lyoto the Dragon Machida and the number one contender for the crowd, Mauricio Shogun Rua, both in our studios along with their interpreter. We're going to get to some calls here in just a second, but if you could ask the boys if they know Alexandra Ambrosio or Adriana Lima for me, I'd appreciate that.
They know the names.
It was Modelos.
Yes, they're certainly Modelos. That is accurate, yes. They're very much Modelos.
Ask Rua if you can. Knocked out Chuck Liddell. That seems hard to do.
Is that a question?
It's not much of a question, but make it into one if you could.
Como sentiu para nocautear o Chuck Liddell?
I'm very happy because Liddell is the legend in the MMA, and antes de começar a lutar, eu já era fã dele, então pra mim foi um sonho realizado.
He said before he even started fighting, he was a big fan of Chuck Liddell.
Right.
So it was an honor to step in the octagon with him and be able to knock him out. It was like, you know.
Is there an extra level of, I don't know.
Nervousness?
Not fear, but nervousness, knowing that this guy has been around for so long?
Ah, você sentiu pouco assim de, não medo, mas assim pouco esquisito lutando com cara que você assistiu e agora vai lutar contra ele?
Não, na verdade, eu acho que nervoso eu fico, mas acho que não chega a poder me atrapalhar. Eu acho que a minha obrigação é dar o máximo de mim e não vencer a luta. Então eu fico tranquilo e o pior já passou com o treinamento, né? Então eu sei que ali a minha obrigação é dar o máximo de mim.
He said, yeah, you know, you always get a little bit nervous, you're stepping in to fight somebody, but at that point, I don't put the pressure on that I have to beat him or I have to knock him out. I just have to make sure that I can give my best and perform the best that I possibly can do. And if I've trained well, then hopefully it's going to have the correct result.
Now, in Brazil, soccer is, your football is a huge, you know, you got Ronaldinho and Ronaldo and Rivaldo and Kaká, our favorite. What is it like to be a fighter in Brazil? Is it the same? Could you walk down the streets and everyone mobs you? Or
in my city, I'm very popular.
Uh-huh.
But in other city, I don't know, because sports is grow up, is growing up,
right,
a lot. But I think soon it's a possible. I become very famous.
Well, that's not a bad thing. All right. The guys are on a very tight schedule, but I would like to squeeze in a couple of calls because we have great UFC fans that listen to the Kevin Abid Show. Let's take Javier real quick. He's on line 4, and I believe he has a question for the Dragon this morning. Boy, I love saying that. Javier, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lyoto, I just wanted to ask you if there was anybody in particular that you've seen in the UFC that you would want to fight that would match up with your style that would give you a good challenge. And then Shogun, if you know he's had problems with cardio, I just want to know if he's doing anything different to prepare for Lyoto.
A pergunta para o Lyoto é, tem cara específico que você já viu o estilo dele, que você gostaria de lutar com ele? E a pergunta para você, Shogun, é o que você está fazendo para, nas antigas já teve problema com os gás, o que você está fazendo para melhorar teu gás para essa luta?
I would like to fight with Randy Couture, because he's a very strategic fighter. He's
your dad's age?
Yeah. Because a little bit more, maybe he retired. I want to fight with him. If I have a chance.
You want to, okay.
Me.
Bro?
Então, guys.
Ok. Eu treino todos os dias pesado, todos os dias duro para minha preparação física. E eu sei que nas últimas lutas minhas eu pequei no gás e dessa vez eu espero corrigir isso para dar máximo. Então eu estou fazendo bastante preparação física e bastante a parte de luta mesmo, que é o MMA, né?
Yeah, I mean, I've been training, you know, I train hard every day. You know, I've been definitely improving on my cardio to improve my cardio conditioning. And I also train a lot with the fighting because I'm training MMA. So it's a combination of technique with a lot of cardio to make sure that I'm prepared to go with five rounds.
Five-minute rounds for people who don't fight. That is
nuts.
Yeah. It's death. Yeah, it's death is what it is. Hey, are the guys, when they show up at Nokia today, and again, I'll give the information because it is open to the public if you want to meet the fighters. It's going to be today from noon till 1 at the Nokia Plaza, of course, downtown L.A. The event is at Staples Center October 24th. Are they going to pretend to hate each other? Are they going to do all the posing and posturing that fighters do about how they're going to rip the other guy's head off and on and on and on?
Vocês vão lá quando faz o press conference, vocês vão parecer que vocês não gostam, que vocês querem realmente matar ou outro, ou vai ser tranquilo?
It will be easy, no problem. Shogun is a good person, but in the day of the fight, everything changed.
Sure.
All right.
And one last question I want to ask you guys, because like, I love hockey, and the hockey fans know a lot about hockey, and football fans are expert. What do you think of the UFC fans? Do they know, are they super knowledgeable? Because it seems to me like most of them are very knowledgeable about your sport and what goes on.
Que tu acha dos fãs do Ultimate? Assim, você acha que eles estão começando a entender mais a luta, entende mais a luta que antes, e que tu acha dos pensamentos?
Eu acho que hoje, o Ultimate pegou um grande público como fã, né? Eu acho que todo mundo reconhece nós na rua aqui, então é, pra nós é a melhor coisa ter o trabalho reconhecido, né? Eu acho que o Ultimate, eu acho que atingiu um patamar que eu não esperava chegar tão cedo assim nesse patamar. Na minha opinião, é o esporte que mais cresce no mundo, MMA, graças ao Ultimate.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that the UFC fans, the more and more that they're watching, the more educated they're getting on the sport. And, you know, a big thanks to the UFC. I'm completely impressed on how quick the sport is going to the mainstream and how quick the fans are starting to get educated on what's happening inside the octagon. And, you know, we owe that to the UFC and the hard work that they've put in educating the public and getting the sport to the mainstream.
Well, we always have a great time whenever any of the fighters are able to come by, and I'm sorry that Mr. White, Dana White, was not able to join us today. We're going to definitely reschedule and have him on. And the producer Alex tells me that Dana White is running some sort of a promotion for this fight through his Twitter account today. So if you want to check out Dana White UFC, I'm not sure exactly what that's about, but it sounds like it's worth checking out. A pay-per-view event on October the 24th at Staples Center. Gentlemen, great to meet both of you. We wish you, I don't know how this is possible, we wish you both great success in the fight on October 24th. Thank you for joining us on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why are you hating on my former girlfriend, Tyra Banks?
Whore.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big f***ing whore.
Big fat.
That's why.
I didn't see the Daytime Emmy Awards because, frankly, no one did. They were on the CW, and they were Daytime Emmys, so why would I have watched it? But I did see one of the clips from the post-show interview where Tyra was very, 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 very pleased with herself because a lot of people say when she got her Daytime Talk Show, hey, you're just a model. What the hell do you know about doing a show, right? Well, now she's like 6-7 years in, and yeah. I guess people actually watch it. She has ratings, and she just won another Emmy.
But being... You have to admit, even though you used to be in love with her show is awful.
It's terrible.
It's so bad, and she goes so far out of her way. And this is the thing that drives me crazy. She hit the DNA lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing had to do with her. She just happened to grow up beautiful.
Right.
I was looking at her bio because when you hear this clip, you're going to hate her as much as I do. She was born in Inglewood. Yes.
Yes.
But
me too.
Which means she's up to no good, by the way.
But her mom was a fashion manager and a NASA photographer.
Really?
When she was in 11th grade in high school, she went to Paris and started modeling.
Right.
In 11th grade. Yeah. So she was in high school when she started modeling. She did runway modeling. She's done CoverGirl, Coors Light, Chanel, Christian Dior, Oscar de la Renta, Tommy Hilfiger, every fashion magazine out there. Yeah.
We all know she was one of the biggest supermodels in the world. Right. Cover Sports Illustrated, the whole deal. I got all that. I mean, there's no question she's beautiful.
But doesn't that make it so much worse when she says, I am speaking for you ugly people. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I understand.
She has no clue.
I understand your struggles.
It's like when she did the fat show.
Right. She did the fat show. She put a fat suit on. She went out for an hour. And then she came back and sat on a couch between two monster fat women.
Yes, she sure did.
Without the fat suit on now. And they were comforting her. Oh, it's going to be okay.
She cried because it was so difficult for her.
Come on. She's one of the most beautiful women in the world. F her for saying she understands the plight of the average woman. So this is what she said after she won the Daytime Emmy for her horrible show.
I don't know what to say. This is for the women out there that feel not beautiful. This is for... Sing, please rap. Y'all are rushing me. Just slow down for a second. These are for the women out there that just do not feel beautiful, that are watching TV right now, that do not have time to do your makeup because you're running after your kids. I get it.
All right. So you get what it's like to not be beautiful and to not have to put on makeup because you have kids?
But they're watching TV. They don't have time to put on makeup?
And I'd like to suggest, no, she doesn't.
She doesn't
understand 1% about what those
girls
are.
She's not married. She doesn't have kids.
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
All right, let's continue. So she knows what it's like.
She doesn't
women
know
what
it's like to make ends meet.
I don't know what it's like to put on makeup and chase a kid.
This is for the kids in high school that feel insecure when they walk onto that campus because they're surrounded by hate. And
yeah, because you were in 11th grade, you were modeling already. Mm-hmm. You know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you guys. You rock.
The best part of that. that acceptance speech was when the band started playing.
Well, I noticed, by the way, she got on stage about 2 seconds when they started playing her off because they thought, oh, this is Tyra. Let's just forget this.
She's got nothing to say.
Come on. Have you watched her show lately? It's horrible.
I've tried
it's been
a few
years.
Times.
I mean, wow. I used to, I mean, I watched her, America's Next Top Model, the first season, and she was too annoying for me on that, even,
and
so I can't imagine
her.
And I did love her. And she loved me, by the way.
But she needs to stop this BS. I know the every woman struggle, mm-hmm. and I know what it's like to not be beautiful. No, you don't.
Well, I do think that was...
Try being ugly. It's much worse than being a supermodel.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think her intention on the show was she saw that there was a market there that wasn't being handled for topics like that. And I think that's why she's been so successful, because she does a lot of shows about those sorts of things. But personal experience, you're absolutely right. There's no way she's not phoning it. I mean, she's hosing.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big fucking whore.
Dr. Phil, you have the last word.
F you effing bitch.
Because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
The people love it. That's what I know. The people love it. Fireflies. 8:57 on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. By the way, we're doing breakfast with Muse, and we're doing it in New York City.
Mm-hmm. New York City?
You can win by listening to K-Rock. Go to, I'm going to move on. Go to krock.com if you'd like the information on what time we're going to play the song today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. Oh, we already played today's, but the rest of the week.
Okay.
It is 8:58 now.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. F Fireflies. This email begins. I've been saying it my whole life. I'll be saying it until I die. F Fireflies. Wow. So the people have spoken. All right. Wow. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday. What's going on?
You know, were you sad like me when you found out that the L word was going off the air?
Nope.
No.
The L word, the...
I like the concept of it, but I never watched
legendary lesbian drama concluded its sixth and final season on Showtime earlier this year. Well, we've got good news. The L Word is returning to Showtime.
Okay.
As a reality show.
What?
Oh. Reality show.
The Real L Word Los Angeles will be hitting Showtime next year, which will follow the lives of a bunch of lesbians. Six real lesbians in Los Angeles. It will follow their lives, and we'll get to see the highs and lows, the ins, the outs,
hey, no.
The ups, the downs. Of lesbian life here in Los Angeles.
Make you want to go eat some tuna?
It's being produced by the creator of the drama, The L Word, and also the production company Magical Elves, which is behind Top Chef.
Oh, okay.
Over there in Bravo. So good people involved. And depending on how they cast it, I'll be watching.
Could be good.
Here's the thing. Fictional lesbians, almost always hot.
Correct.
Real life lesbians, sometimes not so much.
And by sometimes not too much, you mean almost always not.
I mean, that's usually what I mean.
Hello, Poon.
We want a little more Portia de Rossi, a little less Ellen DeGeneres is what we're saying, right?
Word.
But even Ellen is hot for most. Never mind.
I'm sure they'll have their lipstick lesbians.
All right. Can I hold your shovel for you, sir, while you dig yourself a bigger hole? Speaking of attractive women, Erin Andrews.
Yeah.
Yes. Is going to be back on the TV this week. Of course, college football. Starts Thursday.
Sure. They're going to shoot her with a peephole.
And Erin will be on the sidelines. I do not believe she will be nude through a peephole on the ESPN
awesome
broadcast.
Be so happy.
It has been confirmed that Erin Andrews will be on the Oprah show.
It's okay.
Confirmed she will be interviewed by Oprah on September 11th. Unless she's nude and doing her hair, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she will talk about how she was victimized, blah, 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 blah.
I don't see who the loser was in that whole story. I got to be honest.
I don't either.
Well, I'm guessing her, but...
Well, she's super popular now.
Yeah.
Way more than ever before. Did you know who Erin Andrews... I mean, yeah, you did. Most people didn't know who Erin Andrews was before this.
Mm-mm. I'm just saying maybe that's not the way she wanted to be known. That's all I'm saying.
Well, too effing bad. That's what I'm saying. Strip down, baby. And, you know, I love the remakes. Some remakes work out better than others. For instance, Rob Zombie's having a tremendous success with the Halloween films that he did.
Right.
Did real work. Horror movies, I think, tend to lend themselves to remakes a little bit better. This one scares me, though. Did you ever see Mother's Day, the original Mother's Day horror movie?
No, I don't think so.
It was about a couple of inbred boys who would kidnap, rape, and murder women in the woods for their mother who would watch.
Wow.
As a tribute to her.
That's honked up.
Wow, that's way honked up. Well, they're doing sort of a higher level remake of Mother's Day, starring Rebecca De Mornay as the mother.
Yeah.
Who you probably remember from John from Cincinnati, if you watch that show on HBO. Mm-hmm. Of course, she was legendarily the hooker in Risky Business.
Yeah. Hand that Rocks the Cradle.
She's Wally George's daughter.
Wally George's daughter as well, yeah. She's playing the mom, and looks like Jamie King and Alexa Vega will be in the film. And Sean Ashmore also will star in the film as well. So they're doing a high-end version of this. But I remember seeing it, and it was disturbing, very disturbing.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a happy time.
Not a good time, Harv.
No.
It's not like that Saw where people get to cut off limbs and stuff. That's good stuff.
That is good time.
That's just fun for the whole family.
Exactly. Bring the kids. Today's celebrity birthdays, Gloria Estefan is 52 years old today. She, of course, the leader of Miami Sound Machine.
Hate.
You hate her?
Hate.
Why do you hate her? Dude, she tends to beat around, first of all.
Everything she does, all of her music, it just blows on every level.
Come on, baby, do the conga, won't you?
The only thing, the thing I really give her credit for, though, is remember she was in that horrific bus accident where she broke her back, and they thought she would never walk again, and she ended up through rehab fighting all the way back to You Can't Even Tell Anymore. I mean, I do give her a lot of credit for surviving that.
So she's back doing the bad music that she does.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, bitch.
That's
right.
She's 52. Oh. She's hardly a bitch.
How do you know?
Dr. Phil McGraw is 59 years old today, and singer Barry Gibb of the legendary Bee Gees is 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let me get this straight. The young, talented, good-looking DJ AM is gone, and Bobby Slayton still walks the earth. What the hell's going on? What's going on here?
That guy was supposed to work the Palms Casino in Vegas, I guess, this weekend, and things happen. You know, by the way, you know, I've been coming on your show for such a long time. I've been a fixture here because I know I'm your favorite comedian.
Sure.
But what happened was Alex just told me that you guys now, I didn't realize how many cities that you were syndicated across the country, and it seems to me...
Like three.
Well, she mentioned like...
That's awesome.
She mentioned like 10.
10.
Well, that's what she said.
Okay.
She said Boise, Fresno, all over.
What's your point? What's your point?
The point is, I realize a lot of these cities, people don't speak as fast as some of us New York or Southern California people. And I realize when the Portuguese translator came in, maybe I should get a translator next time I come in.
That would be helpful because we don't understand you.
Exactly.
I know. But, you know, oh, by the way, I'm glad you guys aren't off the air. You know, I've had a pretty brutal week. You know, I guess a lot of people know in Southern California all those fires. And somebody told me radio stations were going off the air. And I thought, well, maybe Siegfried and Brian down the street, if they go off the air, who cares? But you guys, I said, this is all I need, because I wanted to do something today. For anybody that comes to Vegas, you know, I'm in Vegas full time now.
At right.
The Tropicana Hotel. Bobby Slayton played at the Bobby Slayton Room every night.
I didn't know that. I thought it was Hooters. And well, then that ended?
And that wrapped up.
Well, I was at the Hooters Casino for 2 years.
Right.
And I was there 5 days out of the week. And last October, when this recession, depression, economic meltdown, whatever you want to call it, happened, Hooters, I wasn't doing very well. Couldn't afford to pay me now. So now I went into the Tropicana, and I'm doing what every other performer does. I had a great deal at Hooters. They actually paid me a salary. And in Vegas, nobody. Carrot Top, Penatella, Louis Anderson, Rita Rudner, Roseanne when she was there, nobody got a salary, and I got one. Now I got a four-wall the room, which means that the money that comes in, I get, but then after to pay for billboards and advertising and bartenders.
So you kind of have to pay for everything and then you get everything, sort of.
Well, you have to pay for everything, and in my case, I get nothing, but I should get something.
Right, sure. Right.
If I got anything, it would be good.
So how many days a week are you playing there now?
Well, now I'm playing there 6 days a week, and, you know, my marriage is better than ever now. You know, because Alex asked me how I stay married
long. This is Bobby's secret to a long marriage, is to not spend any time in the same city.
Well, no, I go home one day. I'm home on Monday, then today's Tuesday. You know, I come back usually early Monday morning. And I go back Tuesday afternoon.
Right, but how long is that going to last? Next week, you're going to go, I'm not going to go back for one day. I'm just
going
to stay
I'm
here.
Actually not going back next day because it's Labor Day, and I don't want to schlep back and deal with it. And I'll tell you, the girls are all over me.
I could be married to you if that was the case, if you're never going
to
be here.
Well, you wouldn't be married to me because I don't have any money, and I know who you are. You're very materialistic.
I am.
I know how your possessions are important to you.
That's
Kevin.
Correct.
Bobby, I know it's very difficult to interrupt you, but what's your wife doing for love when her man's in Las Vegas 6 days a week? For reals. I mean, that has to be a question that needs to be answered.
But that question is also predicated on the fact that she had love when he was here.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Case.
Kevin.
Thank
you know what, though? I'm going to go back to 5 days out of the week soon. And she comes to Vegas occasionally. And, you know, my wife used to hate Vegas. But, you know what? If you go to Vegas now, you can't really hate it because there's so much to do.
So many different things.
Well, a lot of people think if you don't gamble, and if you don't play golf, you don't go to strip clubs, but there's so many great restaurants.
The gun store is there. Have you shot AK-57s and machine guns?
It's really cool.
That
That's the best.
It's like $100 for 8 seconds. It's not like the Terminator. We have a gun in each hand. I walk through the police station firing for a half an hour. It's not like Rambo.
No. One,
you just you take down a whole village, and the gun keeps going.
Yeah.
You have to,
and it's expensive. The bullets are like $75 a piece, so you don't really want to waste them much.
Yeah, it's really.
But that's fun.
But, you know, it's great that, you know what I wanted to do, though? And I did this out with your permission. I've already done this. I've already used your name.
Okay.
That anybody that comes to the Tropicana Hotel for the whole month of September, I said this to them the other day.
Okay.
I said, I really should get Kevin and Bean to okay this, even Ellie Mae over here, the news broad. I said, what we have to do. Okay.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Anybody.
Okay.
Sorry, did I interrupt your train of thought?
No, you just kind of never mind. You know what? I don't have a lot of time, and you've all day. You're so self-centered that you have to talk. You have from 6 to 10 every day, or 5 to 9.
I was just making two little corrections.
Well,
all right, get to your special that you haven't cleared with us.
Anybody that goes to the Tropicana Hotel,
yes,
and goes to the Bobby Slate Room for the entire month of September,
okay,
I'm giving them. I call it the Back to School Kevin and Bean special. Okay. You don't have to say Back to School, but if you mention Kevin and Bean, you get half price off tickets.
Half price off.
Great.
Wow.
How much
but
are
wait.
Tickets?
How much?
What's the full price?
They're only like $40, which is cheap in Vegas.
Right. Yeah.
So $20 bucks off.
You know, a Carrot Top
and then
is
you're
like
going to send us...
What
percentage do we get out
let me
of this?
Let me see if anybody shows up.
Okay.
Let me see if anybody shows up first. And you know, Vegas is great, but I'm so tired of being there for the summertime that when that contest winner called in that gets to go to New York with you and hang out with you for a day,
yes.
I'm going, I want to do that. I should have called it. I should have registered for this contest.
We're going to practice with Muse is one of the reasons we're there.
I don't even know who is Muse.
Oh, you're the worst. Muse.
They're great, Bobby.
Are they better than Green Day?
They're a brilliant band.
Are they really?
They are this close to being the biggest rock band in the world, too. Their fifth album is coming out next month.
This month,
I guess. This
Here's
month.
One of their hits.
They're huge.
That you may have heard of.
How great is Male Ass?
I'm sorry, that wasn't
I
them.
Love those guys. No, but you know what, though? See, actually, I'm just so out of it now. I'm in Vegas so much now. You know what, though? It's interesting, too, that business is okay, but... What happened was it's just been a very tough week. My house has a $250,000 mold problem.
Okay.
My daughter's boyfriend's about to kill himself because he's one of Michael Jackson's dancers. His clothes are still in our house, packed up, ready to go to England. So, of course, that affects my daughter, who's out of her mind now. You want to know how bad things are right now?
Sucks to be you.
I found out I had a tax problem from last year. Not a Willie Nelson thing, but I got backed up on something that it was all my fault. It was just a couple thousand. But anyway, all this stuff hits the fan in a week. And to show you how bad things are, when my marriage is the best thing in my life.
Wow.
You know, things really suck.
Wow.
Yeah. You're hurting.
Yeah.
You are definitely hurting.
Wow, that hurts.
That's how bad things are for me right now.
We need to take a break. We need to interrupt Mr. Slayton and take a break. You can see Bobby Slayton with the Kevin and Bean Back to School discount. Half price tickets, ladies and gentlemen, through September.
Yes.
Tuesday through Sundays at 9 o'clock.
And Bobby will throw in a free drink. What do you think of that? A free drink for every person.
Maybe. If you mention Kevin,
on stage at the Tropicana in Las Vegas.
Kevin and Bean t-shirt.
Wow.
I don't know what's...
And a pony, ladies and gentlemen.
At Breakfast with Muse.
Yes.
A quick break, and then we come back with more on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Don't forget, we're having Breakfast with Muse in New York City, and you can listen for a Muse song. Go to krock.com if you'd like to find out what time of the day. That's not Muse. That's...
How's Bean going to do in New York? How's he going to do there?
I'll tell you how Bean does.
It's like Green Acres. He doesn't seem like he's going to really fit in very well.
Hold on. Save that thought, Bobby. Back to you, Kevin.
It's the world famous K-Rock at 9:29. When we go to New York City, we take the Kevin and Bean show to New York City. Bean will show up.
Right.
And we're going to do our Breakfast with Muse there.
Right.
Bean will show up. And then we will all go places. And then at the very earliest convenient moment, Bean will ditch us all immediately and go back to his room and do whatever it is he does. We all go out to eat. We all go out to nightclubs. We go everywhere together except for Bean.
Yeah, I found even when you came to Vegas to broadcast live, and every one of you came to my show except for Bean.
Right, that happened.
And it's not like he went to a strip club. It's not like he had to play golf.
Well, we don't know.
He's getting worse, though. He does not like people, and he likes to sequester himself away, and... getting worse, dude.
Well, that's why he lives up there on Gilligan's Island with a couple of pigs and a goat and that imaginary wife of his.
And it's getting worse. That's what I'm telling you.
But the rest of you...
I'm starting to get a little bit nervous about going to New York. I am starting to get some real anxiety.
The honest truth is, about a week before Bean has to travel, he starts torturing all of us. He's a little touchier. He's a little quicker to, you know, slam people. And he starts getting all weird about it. And then he goes and he's miserable.
Now, Bean, you've been to New York before, haven't you?
Many times.
Many times.
He likes
many
New
times.
York.
I mean, it really is. one of the greatest cities in the world. I mean, I can see why people might not want to live there.
Right.
But as far as, it's almost
it's
like Vegas. Huh?
Yeah, it's
it's great.
We're just going for a week. You can almost kill yourself. You go out every night. You have
fun. It's September. It's not too hot.
Yeah.
The fall's coming. But see, it's such a, so cool that you guys all hang out together. You're like the monkeys. Remember Nikki and David? Like the whole band or Kiss would hang out together. At least they do in the videos. And they love it. You actually hang out. You go places
we
together.
We actually all pretty much do, except for Bean. That is true.
You're like the Fantastic Four. Yeah. You all have your superpowers, except for Bean, who doesn't have any powers, so he must go high before the sun goes down.
He does. He goes high. Hides.
Wow, that's really something too. Oh man, but yeah, it's just too bad he never got to see me in Vegas. You know, because people still come to my show in Vegas all the time at the Tropicana Tuesday through Sunday, 9 p.m. And they say to me, because I sign CDs after the show, and I'm surprised how many people. I say, well, I'm not surprised, but a lot of people hear me on the Kevin and Bean show, and that's why they come to see my show.
Right.
You know, I was driving back to Vegas last week, and on the way to Vegas is a Bobby Slayton billboard, and that's one thing that I didn't have at Hooters. I didn't have a partner who's put billboards up around town, and you know he doesn't ask me about this. It doesn't really bother me, but it says Bobby Slayton guaranteed to offend. Now what happens is
that's a pretty good guarantee.
Well, you, but I don't try to offend people.
No, but
I talk
you're just
to people.
Naturally offended.
You're naturally offended.
Yeah, it's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like, yeah, exactly, naturally occurring.
It's not something, like you have to put it on. That's who you are.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But you'd be surprised how many people come to my show, and they sit in the front row, and if I don't offend them, and I don't pick on them, or help them, as I like to say, then they get their panties in a bunch. I found that the tickets to my show, like a lot of shows in town, if you want to sit in the front row, it's like $5 more, the VIP seats.
Right.
So once in a while, you have a bachelorette party, or a newlywed couple that'll come to my show, and that guy ruined my marriage, and that guy ruined this, and we know we're going to get picked on. And then if I don't pick on people, then it's like this Don Rickles thing. People kind of expect it from me, you know?
Yeah.
People get upset about absolutely nothing, you know? Absolutely nothing. My wife got
Bobby,
upset.
Is there anything going on in your life that you're not depressed about right now? Because it sure seems like it.
I have some good news for you.
Yeah.
Do you have somebody to open your shows?
No, I don't have anybody.
Right. I have some good news for you.
Uh-oh.
Sam?
Yeah, what's up, Nick?
Oh, no, not the Armenian comedian.
The
come
Armenian
on.
The Armenian comedian really, wants Kevin? To open for Bobby in Las Vegas.
Are you trying to put him over the edge?
Yes.
You know, the guy that owns the Tropicana is Armenian. You might want to call him and just get my job.
There you go.
Turn it to the Armenian comedian room, because I'm not sure how much longer they want me there.
Now, Sam, were you listening and you heard that we had a big-time comic on and you thought this is a good opportunity for you? Is that why you called?
Yeah, you know what? Them days they used to have Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis and Lauren and Hardy. Abbott and Costco. There's no more like that. So I want to add the picture back, you know?
No, I'm not sure I followed that. All I know is that Lauren and Hardy were a huge Las Vegas act. I do know that.
They were. Sam, we'd like to spend some more time, but Bobby doesn't have much, so we're not going to take it up with you.
You know what? You are just discriminators.
Send me your tape, Bobby Slayton.
Right, tell Bobby a joke. Then.
Oh man!
Tell him a joke.
You are sitting on a Terra Producing Company, and you don't know about my.
Tell him a joke. Don't be all uppity.
Shame on you. You have to know it's bonehigh.com.
All right. I can't take it.
I think he's Indian. He's not Armenian. I know Armenian. That's Indian to me.
No,
you
know, unfortunately, he's very Armenian. He's a guy who's been on our show for 15 years, Bobby.
And
he's never said a funny thing.
Armenian people hate him, though, because he's supposedly speaks for them, and none of them
he's
are happy.
Terrible.
Has he been in your show live?
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
Has he ever performed at any clubs in Los Angeles area?
Yes, many times.
But
He just goes under the Armenian comedian, that's his name?
And he doesn't know how to tell a single joke. I mean, it's not just that you don't find it's funny. You can't make
sense
of the beginning, middle, and end. You just don't even understand what's being said.
That happens to me occasionally. I'm occasionally like that. I've been doing this for 30 years, but, you know. But then
that happens to him all the time. You figure out, I need a punchline here. He never thinks that.
Oh, speaking of that, you know where I really got screwed? You know, the last day of that Cash for Clunkers?
Yeah.
I have a 1952 clunker that's leaking gas. It's falling apart. And I went into Hyundai, and they said, well, what are we going to do with your wife? You see, there's a job. You see, there's a perfectly set up joke. Welcome to Las Vegas.
There you go.
Into that.
Nicely done.
You know what? I do that on my show, and I feel so stupid doing that, but it's such
works.
A big laugh.
Yeah,
Bobby Slayton is the pit bull of comedy. Yeah. He'll be doing some stand-up in Las Vegas this week, like always, Tuesdays through Sundays at 9 on stage at the Tropicana Las Vegas. By the way, mention Kevin and Bean and get a half-price ticket.
Yeah.
So you get to see Bobby Slayton for only $20, and now with no Armenian comedian. So that ticket just became instantly more valuable.
22. It's something. It's around 20-ish.
Okay.
You know. Something like that. But then I took the liberty of Kevin being back to school special. It just sounded like a
I
big
like
thing.
It.
However you want to use this, that's fine.
I didn't think you'd mind. I really, you know.
We're good with that.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right, Bob. All right. Have fun.
I'll see you guys. Thanks.
Keeps beating like a hammer.
Metric on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 9:42.
It is Tuesday on the Kevin Amin Show. Ralph Garman joins us for our final look at the showbiz beat for today's program. What's going on?
Can't listen to Metric. I'm still in the English system. I can't,
is that right?
I can't translate it. I can't figure out what it means.
See, a lot of math in your head.
Yeah. Exactly. Is it 2.3 or...
You need a mind like mine.
Conversions.
You need a mind like mine.
Conversions. I don't think you get it. I'm having a hard time converting that song
right.
into my standard.
Right.
Kelvin.
We understand that.
All right. Just as long as you understand.
All right.
Congratulations to Run DMC. They've been honored by the borough of Queens, New York. The New York Daily News says the intersection of 205th Street and Hollis Avenue. Of course, we all know the famous Hollis.
I don't.
Uh-huh. Sorry. Christmas in Hollis.
Christmas in Hollis, dude.
I don't even know what that means.
That's their hood. That's their hood. That's a Run DMC song about their neighborhood growing up.
Come on, Christmas yo. Time.
I know Kevin's heard 400 times.
Yeah,
I
don't even know what that is.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Come on.
I don't know who any of those people are.
It's going to be renamed Run DMC JMJ Way. That's a long name for a street.
That's a terrible name.
Terrible name for a street. But still, it's nice that they're being honored. Naming ceremony was Saturday, and they were almost all there, but not all.
That's a nice tribute.
My bad. I shot him. That's me.
That's
it's
a
on
nice
me
tribute.
Somehow. Somehow I'm to blame.
Ralph, Kevin is losing information in his big head at an alarming rate. We were having a conversation off air with Bobby Slayton about other comedians that we liked, and I mentioned how much I like Bo Burnham. And Kevin's like, I don't know who that is. I've never heard of it. I'm like, the dude was on our show like 6 weeks ago, performing in our studio, singing.
It was
all right,
like
but
6 weeks ago.
But I mean, we just had him on and talked about him and played his stuff on the air, and you've never heard of him today.
That's correct. I
like, how have you never heard of a guy that we just had on our show?
We didn't just have him on. It was 6 months ago.
It wasn't 6 months
ago. We've had a lot of people 6 months ago.
2.5 months ago.
Yeah.
All right. 2.5 months
just saying,
ago.
But nothing is sticking is what I'm saying lately.
In my defense, he was funny, but he doesn't have a name that
anyone
knows. He has a name that you could remember once you met a guy.
Not me, though. I don't remember names. I'm not good with names.
We got to play Does Kevin Know?
Let's not play
that.
It's
been a long time since we played that game.
The answer is no, so what's the fun in that? It's like beating a retarded kid. That's not fun.
Now, you're a guy who, I don't know your name.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
That was after I said his name. I said, this is Gary Cole, one of my favorite actors. And Kevin said, I don't know your name.
I could have said that better.
Said it to his face.
I could have said that better.
Now, do you know who Gary Cole is now, Kevin?
No.
You have your head up your ass.
Now that he's been on Entourage and everything this whole season, now you know who Gary Cole is, right?
Okay. He's been so good this season.
He has been good.
Drove his car into his house.
Drove his car right in through the front door of his house.
Awesome.
That was good.
Interesting little scandal going on with Ticketmaster. Surprise, surprise.
Really?
Wall Street Journal released a story this week that uncovered the secret conspiracy between not only Ticketmaster, but also the producers, handlers, and the band themselves in the Van Halen tour in 2007.
Is that
Tell
right?
us more.
Wait till you hear this BS. Apparently, in the fall of 2007, 500 of the best seats for 20 Van Halen concerts were pulled from Ticketmaster's computers and given directly to scalpers.
Before they went on sale.
Before they went on sale.
Scalpers, which, by the way, has been the theory that so many people have had when they try to buy tickets, is how do the scalpers get them first?
Yes.
Scalpers didn't have to get online or get on the phone and buy them.
Which
people
is what
say
we
that.
Find.
I'm there 1 second after they go on sale. How can the scalpers already have tickets?
Why do they do that?
Because Lisa May.
They split the profits.
Would you like to hear it? Do you want to hear the story?
Yes.
Or are you just going to be a woman and just talk at me while I'm trying to tell you what's going on? Is that what's going to happen now? Is that how you're going to roll? Is that how you're playing? Well, I'm not done yet. I'm in the middle of the conversation. I'm in the middle of telling you. And you interrupted me to ask me what I was already going to tell you. Oh, for God's sake.
Just tell the story.
Day and night she talks. Each word more useless than the next.
All right, sorry.
Ticketmaster got 30% of the take of whatever the scalper sold his tickets for.
Son of a bitch.
They took their 30%.
Yeah.
The other 70 was split between... I'm sorry. Let me do this again.
Okay.
30% of
the take went to the scalpers.
Only 30%?
Only 30%.
Okay.
But it's 30% of profit.
A lot.
Of
yeah.
profit,
yeah.
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So they're not losing any money. Plus, they're getting immediate access to the best seats for 20 concerts.
That's right. It wasn't right. just those seats. It was
no,
the best ones.
The 500 best seats for 20
wow.
Van Halen concerts.
Wow.
The scalpers get 30%. The 70% left was split between Ticketmaster and the band.
See, now that's fascinating because a lot of times you see the ads for these scalping houses and they advertise first five rows, and you're thinking, how is that? How are they doing that consistently? A deal like this makes that possible.
Now we know
wow.
about the evil ticket monster.
So is anything
is
happening?
It's all part of an ongoing investigation, so I don't know what's going to happen with
that. That can't be legal.
I don't.
I mean, maybe they got around the legalities.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe Ticketmaster, as a you know, as a business entity, is allowed to conduct its business however it sees fit. But it sure doesn't seem
that's
ethical.
That's a crappy thing to do to your fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa's right. I blame Van Halen
absolutely.
More than I do Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Well, both are to blame.
I mean, aren't
both
they making
suck.
Enough money in the tour as it is?
You'd
that
think
they have to get additional money.
Those ticket prices were $100-$200, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they were high.
Face value.
Yeah. So you would think they would make enough money off of that they wouldn't have to, you know, screw the fans over by getting the additional scalper.
Right.
Wow. But apparently that's not the case. And is George Clooney finally ready to settle down at the age of 48 years old?
Nope.
No.
Insiders are saying that he is so head over heels with his latest girlfriend, Elisabetta Canales.
Bet she's ugly.
She's a beast.
Bet she is. She's fat and old.
Oh, she is brutally ugly.
That is one thing that you can count on with George
she's
Clooney.
A spectacularly hot Italian TV reporter, broadcaster.
Oh, that's a good sign.
He's in love with an Italian girl that he met there while he was at his home in Lake Como.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so crazy about her, he has begged her to relocate from Italy to live with him here full-time in Los Angeles with matrimony being the
end
result.
How about that?
Wow.
He'll come to
that's
his senses, but wow.
George, please. I had to, but you?
Yeah, you really never
come
has
on.
To.
Don't hurt us. Don't break us. You're the guy. You're the one. You're the guy that got out. We're in Stalag 17. We're in the POW camp. You made it over the fence.
Right.
Run, George, run!
The rest of us don't have options, and we're lucky to get who we got.
That's right. But you're George.
You're not.
We look up to you for that, George.
Wow, look
oh,
at her.
George.
Look at her.
Is that Elisabetta? Yeah,
yes.
That's Elisabetta right there.
Bad tattoo.
Classic. Dark hair, dark eye, Italian, beautiful girl.
Yeah, she is a stunner.
How about that?
But that's one of 30 girls that hot he'll have this month.
That's correct.
But maybe she's the total package. Maybe she's smart and funny and all that kind of good stuff.
They
Which
all
is what
are,
we
Ralph.
All look for.
That's what
we all look for.
That's
Trust me, they all are not.
Every day.
They are all are
okay,
not.
Okay, all right.
Maybe they are in Italy, but they ain't here in the U.S. of A. Talk about today's, it's Tuesday. I forgot to do DVDs. New DVD release. Do we have time? No,
yeah,
we really don't.
You can throw in the highlights.
A couple highlights, yeah. Heroes Season 3 is available, the box set of that. Desperate Housewives, if you're a fan of that show, the fifth season available. Rescue Me, very entertaining show if you're not watching over there on the FX channel. Season 5, Volume 1 is available today. Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Yeah!
First season of that is on DVD. And, of course, Bring It On, Fight to the Finish with Christina Milian.
Yeah!
Is also available today.
I pre-ordered that.
The Bring It On franchise now going directly to DVD.
I was going to say, that wasn't even in the theaters.
It was not even in the theaters.
This is the
Bring It On.
I think it is the
fifth Bring It On, yeah.
It's like watching my childhood. I don't really want to.
Because you were a cheerleader. Yeah, I forgot.
I was.
Yeah.
Male cheerleader.
You were a male cheerleader.
All males, yeah.
You went to an all-male school with all-male cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sucked.
No, but the locker room was fun.
No, not really.
Today's celebrity birthday is Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees is 63 years old today. Dr. Phil McGraw. Dr. Phil is 59, and Gloria Estefan is 52 years old today. She, of course, the lead singer for Miami Sound Machine. I don't know how I feel about that gong. She's not an unattractive woman.
No, she's fine.
Her personality makes her unattractive.
You don't even know her.
By all accounts, a very nice woman.
Her personality.
God, I just hate her.
I'm surprised you remember her. I'm surprised you know her name. That's the upside for us today, is Kevin remembered somebody.
Who does he think we're talking about right now?
Gloria Allred.
Sheena Easton.
How dare you all.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tomorrow morning, we have one hell of a show. We'll see you
Tell
then.
Me about it. Hey, what's on? What are we doing tomorrow? What's on the show? What do we got going on tomorrow?
Well, we are going to talk to the listener who has been convinced this whole time that Lisa May is a black woman.
He sees into my soul.
She's black.
And your soul is black as pitch. That's right.
Black as the night.
Like your heart.
So we got that. And then some other stuff that we haven't planned yet. But I'm guaranteeing you it will be okay.
Yeah, you're just glossing over Adrena Patridge.
Not coming in. Not coming in.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Not coming in.
She went to Vegas instead of doing our show tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I think I might do the same
thing. That's probably a good choice for her. Yeah.
Well, join us tomorrow morning. One way or another, we'll figure out a way to make it funny. That'll be tomorrow right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Now, if you stick around, and I think you should, Kat Corbett is up next. She's got the new one from Weezer as part of her 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock Music. Also some Green Day, White Stripes, Alice in Chains, latest called Check My Brain, Cake and more after this on the world-famous K-Rock.